Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I got a few things on the agenda coming in a little later on. Got a guest that should be coming on later on. When I get Fat Albert on, he'll pull him in. He listens to his show all the time. You'd be surprised who listens. And actually going to straighten out a few things that the guys had wrong about the starting points also. So we got some good news. That's at least we can get that right the way it's supposed to be with the lights, what we were talking about last week. And you'll get it from a guy that does the PDRA and everything else that goes along. You know, NHRA has been the official for a while, so we'll mess around. We'll get him on later on today. I know there's a lot of talk going around and stuff going on with these classes, no-time classes and whatever, but I like a certain things. I like to listen. I like to see where it's at. I'm really not into the I really don't do the classes. I kind of like grudges, but I know since everybody's been asking about it, I want to see what everybody thinks, what is the hottest no-time classes right now, because you got a lot of classes out there that everybody's been doing, and people like it, some people like it, some people don't, you know, and to me, I don't know, you know, it's up to you, it's your preference. I don't get me wrong, I like watching stuff going down and everything, but the real excitement to me is really grudge. When they got to put up their own money. When you're running for someone else's money, it's a little different to me. I'm just being real about it. Like you can see certain races that turn around. They're good bracket races when they don't have to turn around and they knock their money up. When it comes down and you take that same bracket racer that's been cutting 00, 002, 001 or whatever, and you put him in a grudge race, next thing you know, he red lights or he falls asleep or whatever because he's never had that kind of pressure on him that he can lose their money. And that's the whole thing. You got some guys that can handle it and some guys can't. So I just want to figure it out, you know, I always listen to some of the stuff. I know they do it. We have the classes on. I'm not in charge of those classes because I can't. I really don't know how, like, some of the rules. I used to do it. The real reason why I didn't do it, certain things got down. And one time I had a class going on. Everybody can tell you, like, the first 4A4 class ever started was at Capitol. And I actually started that. You can hear all the other rumors after, but just go look. And all you have to do is look on, Gun and Picks' video. And at the time, it was Chris Butler. It was, Tricky Ricky, Derek with his truck, Ronnie Bell. Scoot Williams had his go-kart, had a 632 back then with a 44 in it. He was first coming out. And we had a couple others. It was 8 cars. Oh, Darren Harris actually was in it. And basically, each one of those cars put $100 in back then to the race. And I made it $3,000 to win, $1,000 to runner-up. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, that wasn't that much. Well, just do the math and then you figure it out later on. Or do the math on the other ones and see what they talk about. So I did the 484, and I remember I did it a couple times. It was fun. It was having anybody could win. That class could go up in the air. It can go any which way. They were that tight. And the problem was they had a guy that was at the track, and he went to the second round. I forgot what he ate at the track. I don't know what it was, but somebody gave something, and he ended up, he had the belly poops or whatever. So he had to go to the bathroom. And he wasn't going to make it to that starting line, so the other guy jumped in the car and drove for him. And the guys were telling me that I should be disqualifying him. So we never had a rule about, you know, the driving thing. All we had with rule was about the car. So being petty like that was something over that, I didn't want to go after that. And that's what happened there. So I figured I'd leave the class alone after that. I really didn't want to touch too much on that. So without further ado, I'd just like to see what's really hot right now. And I know there's a lot of things that's hot out there. And I'm going to stay on that subject a little bit because I know, you know, some people say they like this class, like that class. And I really don't follow it, so I'm really taking, you know, your opinions. I'm listening to you, and I'm actually, you know, I'm seeing what's good and what's not. I'm just trying to figure out a couple things. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I know they're here. I know I got Tori on him. I'll make sure I open Tori up and see if he was the first one out there. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing?
Yeah, can't complain, Tori. What do you see right now that's a hot class that you think you'd like, you know?
Honestly, I believe it's all steel, all glass class. I kind of like that class. That's pretty hot right now to me.
Okay.
You know, but real quick, Joe, I just want to touch on this real quick, and I'm not going to take too much of your time. I want to apologize to you and the racing community for my actions last week of being ignorant and stuff, using the N-word like I was. Like you said, it's always somebody listening, and, you know, everybody that knows me knows I don't be getting down like that. I don't talk like that. But when you got people that try to, you know, embarrass you or try to tell you about your living situation, which is a lie, and whatever, it kind of gets personal. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't come on here to talk about nobody's personal life or what they're going through or who they stole from or whatever. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I want the same respect back as well. You know what I'm saying? This last week, it just got a little out of hand and everything with my, you know, with me using, like I said, using the N-word. And I was going to apologize to the racing community because that's just not me. But, you know, people shouldn't throw stones when they live in a glass house. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to go that far, but I am going to say this. And I need everybody to understand this. Some people are probably like, what the fuck is he on a radio show? Why is he doing that? I need you to listen because this is going to be some real stuff for you. Right? That week, Tuesday last week, that showed me how certain people are, how they start moving their mouth and stuff and need a mouthpiece at times. But, hey, listen, I'm going to let this go. I'm going to let it go. But what I am going to say is that I'm not going to sit here and entertain Young Stang. I'm not entertaining James at all. So I respectfully decline racing him ever in life for the simple fact that if you got to go to the personal shit, there's no need for us to even engage. Because one thing about me, I'm a true gentleman to this. This is a gentleman's sport. We don't need all this extra bullshit about, oh, you selling parts to live, get by, and all that shit. I was going to lay into everybody's ass. But I said, you know what, I'm not going to do that because at the end of the day, I have my self-respect. If I don't get respect for them two, I got respect for my whole shit over other people. So them two don't count for me. So with that being said, like I said, I respectfully decline engaging in any type of race or anything with James Cornick because your mouth is real. I'm going to let that go, bro. Just know that. It's the second time. It ain't going to happen a third. You understand? Man, you got that back and forth thing. I don't know why, but for some reason, you just got it in for me. That's cool. You're going to have people like that. I respectfully decline running either one of them because I don't have to run them because it's not going to prove nothing. I've accomplished a lot of shit in my time with my bracket racing and all that other stuff since I'm a goofy-ass bracket racer, as I call it. But I know one thing. It takes 3 bubs in order for AutoStart to start. I know that much. But, hey, I'm a goofy bracket racer. I'll keep that in mind. So, like I said,
everybody got to respect that. And there's a certain limit where you can go. I don't care who you are. You know, you cross the line. I can understand everything, you know. And so, I mean, it goes both ways, you know. You know, if somebody says, you crossed the line with me, you know, I would feel the same way. I would tell you the same thing. And then, look, we can't go that. I can't go that. You can't go that. And then we should be able to both respect each other and move on. That's how it should be.
Right, right.
You know, but, I mean, I understand certain things do get heated in the moment. And so everything's going to be all right. I mean, ain't nobody got no bad things.
Yeah.
I haven't heard nothing. And I understand when you say certain guys, I just don't, I mean, like I said, I told a guy one day, and everybody tried to get me to make the race. Make the race happen at your race. It could be big. It could be big. No, I don't want it at my race because I already felt something that was too much negativity between each other. You could see the things that was going on.
Right.
And basically, I didn't want that race to happen. And I'll say it straight out because they're both my friends. And a lot of people don't realize it, but I ain't got to be turning around and say, oh, you don't talk to them, so I don't talk to them. That's kiddie stuff. And I'll say I'll tell you this straight out how it is. CJ and Antoine, when they was going to race, I didn't want the race. They already knew it. Both of them knew I didn't want the race. I don't want the race. I don't want y'all even race at my race because I feel tension, and that tension was too heavy, and I didn't want to see nothing happen. And, you know, I didn't feel like I'd be escalated like I started something. So that ain't my kind of a venue. When I'm out there doing a race, I mean, I know some people thrive off of it. You see it. I mean, I don't have to even say anything. Just grab Facebook and grab and pick up on it. You see people calling each other out of names, getting a little negative, getting personal.
Right.
And certain things, like I said.
And it doesn't need to go there.
Certain things I'll tell you right off the bat. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't care about winning or losing. So I just want to be out there racing. And
exactly.
You know,
that's what it's all about.
Things that, certain times I go out there and I'll gamble just to goof off, you know what I mean? You know, crazy. I won't maybe not do a crazy gamble, but then I'll push my son into a race. Ah, hell with it. We're going to do this. We're going to have fun with it. And you know what? It teaches him something. You know, you ain't going to win every time. You know what I mean? So you got to be able to take the wins as gracefully as you took it with the losses. You know what I mean? You got to know how to take it.
Exactly.
That's all to it. And a lot of people can't take it. And I'm just being real about it. A lot of people can't take a loss. And they really get negative with it, so you don't even want to be bothered because then it gets to
That's the thing.
And that's not good.
Right. But that's the thing, Joe. I never lost to them. And it's like, I don't know what the negativity is, but we're not going to keep going through it because I don't want to take up your show with this, but I'm just going to say this.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate, you know,
okay.
Avon and Fat Albert and Antoine and Marcus.
Yeah,
we had a long talk after the show.
Yeah.
And I want to thank
don't
them for, you know,
it.
Talking
it's
me off of
it.
That ledge. So that's
listen,
it.
Everybody, I'm not going to lie to you, everybody had a little something to go off. I'm just being real. I'll be lying if I ain't never had it because I did. And I'm not going to lie to you. Certain things push me over the edge. And, you know, I throw the thing away, like you guys had said, you know, I lost it when I paused, but you know, when A-Ball, you know, and me had a little something that happened, and everybody didn't know what the real reason why I went over the edge was, because it was over the cancel thing that I was doing for people, and basically I can deal with anything. You can say throw anything at me, I'm cool with anything, you know, ain't no big deal. Well, when it's something that you're putting your heart into something and then somebody tell you, well, we'll take it to that, that's what threw me over the edge. It was nothing else. And as of anything else, I seen him, he seen me, gave each other a pound, kept it moving. That's how it is.
Right.
I'm not holding nothing,
right.
No negative problem against him. It was just one of those things that something touched me, that I love something dearly, and once it hit, you know, I can understand the same thing.
Exactly.
So everybody's human. I don't care who you say, anybody can make it happen. So.
Right, and life is too short for the bullshit, man. Seriously, it's too short.
Yeah,
we all love
this
sport. We
all
love racing. We all love making a little bit of money. But when you start talking that personal stuff, man,
don't worry about it. Everybody understands it's no big deal.
You know what I'm saying?
And it
man.
Goes
I ain't
both
going
ways.
Go into
so
it.
Don't even worry about us. You know, but I mean, like they say.
Oh, I'm not no more. I'm cool now.
Yeah, we're good.
Now.
Everybody should be. And everybody else should walk the same way and just think the same, you know, not even think about it, you know. And that's it. I mean,
right.
It is what it is, and we keep it moving. But all in all, everything,
we're
going to keep it racing. We're going to, ain't got that time.
Yes.
I see, you know, we see it all over. Everybody sees that's what's all around Facebook. And I'll say it straight out like this here, like it was so good to see these guys race. And I know a lot of people are trying to say, only these ones race, these ones. If you go back on the tape and go look at the tape at North versus South, you had so many people that got into the paint, it ain't funny. Some of the guys that got in the paint, and that was like people that you never seen got back in the paint, was in there, and they laughed about it after the race and shook your hands. Had fun, talk a little trash and everything else. And that's how it's supposed to be. So, like, I'm listening to some people over there say grudge racing is going down. Well, I don't know where you're going down with y'all at, bro. All I can tell you, I had a great time. I think I enjoyed myself this last one. I really enjoyed myself just watching everybody just going at it, whether it's Tony Tan, whether it was looking at the big time. I'm just saying off the bat, I'm just looking at the guys that went out there, Nephew Pete and them come back out there and went right back again, you know, stuff like that. And when I'm looking at it, like, they didn't care. They was out there to run. They having a good time with it. And that's what the whole thing was. You got to learn how to turn around, and like they said, you know what? They had to have fun with it. They betting. And sure, some of the bets might go up. But, you know, they going where they want to go to. They going where they can afford, and that's it. It wasn't no problem. And they went right back in the paint. I mean, Tony Tannen lost one, went right back in the paint and did it again. I'm like, man, that's what you call racing. That's what you call not having a problem with each other. And shake hands, talk shit, but I will get you next time. Done deal. It ain't got to be all the other stuff. Sometimes a little bit. Everybody go a little too far. They talking about that's how you got to get your man. I ain't never heard no bullshit like that.
I
just always see something, you know, that when you want to get at somebody, you get at them and that's it. They don't go, they don't go. We can always go back later. But when you turn around and you show respect to the other men, every man show you respect, you're going to see more racing. And that's all to it. So, sorry, let that thing go. We keep it moving.
Oh, no, it's over.
You know,
I mean, you know, but it's just a thing of, but it's just a thing of when people be sitting there trying to, like, gut punch you on the slide and shit and get on the back lines and start trying to throw lies and stuff
listen,
or whatever they feel, lies, truth, whatever.
Hey,
that's when it gets personal.
You know what your mom say. Everybody knows, but everybody can say this here.
Yeah.
Everybody going
to
tell you. Your mama's going
to
tell you. If they ain't talking about you, you ain't doing something right. That's all to it. So that's
exactly,
good.
Exactly.
No, don't worry about it.
I knew where you was going with that.
Worry about it. It is what it is, because I don't have the same thing. And you know what? At one time, I said, damn, I ain't hear nobody say nothing bad. You know, kind of, I felt kind of left out for a minute. But then I got it. You hold out for a little bit. You hate it. People come by. They're going to say something. So sure enough, you know, if somebody has something to say, so... It is what it is, and all you do
it's over and done with. I went to counseling, and I did my WUSOC classes. I'm good. We good. We can continue on with the show. I'm good.
Yeah, so at least you can laugh about it, so you know what I mean? Because I know, you know, don't get me wrong, and I'd be a liar if I turn around and say, oh, man, I wouldn't do that to you, because I did it on my own damn show, so, hey, I know. You know, so I broke, and I'm just going to say, sometimes you get to a breaking point, and you just, boom. And it blew up, and I just, hey, if it wasn't for certain people telling me, you know what I mean, I was gone. But, you know, we'll let that go another time. But, hey, all in all, I'm glad everything's all worked out. You know, don't even think about it. It's a good day.
Yeah.
We keep it moving.
Yeah,
but,
no
doubt. Let me
make sure
I open up mics here, because I got to make sure I can see a lot of mics open here. I know a lot of people want to talk about this here thing with the class and stuff and what's going on with a lot of the classes. So I really want to see some of this stuff grow. Don't get me wrong, and I'm going to tell you, and I hate to say it, but as a grudge racer, we're letting a lot of these other guys come in and dictate this stuff. And what I'm saying about dictating this here thing, and I'm going to let everybody know, and just like you got street outlaws, they just dictated and took over your stuff about the grudge game, like they invented it. Now, if you guys know anything about grudge racing, it was never a red light on the street. If you messed around and passed that flagman, a race is a chase. That's it. You chase that man past it. Both of y'all move past that flagman, shoot. That race is on. Not no red light. If y'all went down there, y'all got this stuff with this new stuff. I mean, the rules that, and we're going with it. That's the sad part. When you start moving stuff and changing stuff, that ain't the thing. Keep it the way it was, and that's it. That's all. Everybody know the deal. I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't know how to say it any different. That's why I'm old school was totally different, and they had no problem. You didn't even argue about the shit. I don't know. I mean, you know, God bless the dead. Dave, man, that Dave, he getting a damn car, boy. He'll jump about 4 or 5 times on you. He going to make sure he going to move first. And you follow, guess what? It's on.
You going to lose.
Mark Riddick, I'm going to give you a race that everybody probably don't remember. Mark Riddick ran Petey Small Block. Black man dropped his hand, Petey jumped at him. Boom. Petey went to go let up the gas. Mark left and went around Petey, and Petey followed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
I think that was like $8,000, Bud Light Coop.
Yeah, props to Mark on that. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and what did Petey do? Petey couldn't say anything. Petey said, yo, he got me. That was it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Did he go and scream out? Nah, it is what it is. He had to pay,
nope.
You know? It is what it is. And I mean, hate to say it, but you got a lot of guys that can't take that L. You're in the wrong thing when you can't take an L. You can't raise
right.
That phone with. You know, come back and get them another time or do whatever you got to
okay,
do.
Baby.
You know, if you get
right,
caught out there,
right.
That's your fault. Now you learn. You learned your lesson. That's how it should be.
There you go.
But, you know, if any which way, if I got to cheat you to win, you know, if you're doing some old stupid stuff, ain't no need me racing. I don't want nothing like that. I won't beat you straight up. I ain't going to be doing those games, game playing. You know, I ain't got time for that. If I got to go through the old argument, well, I didn't say this way and that, it's just too much then. It's just too much. Too much energy for that junk. So, but let me make sure I open up Fat Albert Mike because I'm holding up him. But nah, you were good, Tori. Everything good. You good. Fat Albert, you might
thank you.
Yo, hey, Fat Albert.
Hey, Albert, how you doing, buddy?
Fat Albert, is there any way of us getting our guy in right away?
Let me see if he's on. Tommy, if you on, hit the one button, Tommy, if you on. If not, I'll call him. Let me, Joe, look for, let me make sure I got his number.
Here we go.
Look for 804-4973.
Nah, he didn't get it.
Not all.
He probably, yeah, he didn't come on yet. Because I know a lot of people wanted to ask a few questions so he could have cleaned it up for everybody. You know.
All right, let me give me a second. I'll be right back. Let me call it.
Okay. I'm going to open up another mic while you're gone. Let me open up this mic here. 631-4148. Your mic is open. 631-4148. Your mic is open. All right, I'm going to close that mic up. Let me make sure I open up this mic. 301-4533. Your mic is open.
What up, Joe? This is Avon.
What's going on, Avon? How's everything?
Avon, what's good with your partner?
Hey, everything. Hey, Tori, what's going on, brother?
I can't call it, bro.
Joe, you coming to the show on the 5th?
I don't know if you knew, but I had the thing down there at Thunder Valley the same day, but I was not saying anything. I was just keep on moving it along because I know Virginia one thing, North Carolina one thing. I was trying to split nobody up. I don't know.
I didn't know you had nothing down there.
Yeah, I didn't bother everybody because I don't like splitting people up. I'm just being real about it. I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? So
that's why
I didn't say much. But the people from North Carolina already knew. They've been asking me to come down there because I'll say it straight out. A lot of the races turn around when they go down there for the certain class or something like that, and they say it's one purse. At the end of the night, they say it's a different purse. They can have that many people, blah blah blah. And you know, your word is all you got. A lot of them get jerked.
Right.
The reason why you start seeing a lot going out. And I'm quite sure you heard the same thing too, what's been happening to a lot of the guys down there. Not even down there. Some of them, a couple things happen up this way too, but they just keep it slow. If I say purse is 3,000, purse is supposed to be 3,000. I turn around and say, well, you didn't do this. If you say purse guarantee such and such, you got to do it. I don't care if you got to go in the hole. So basically I just turned around and I said I would do that for them because they didn't want to do this last thing. And so Thunder Valley, that's what we're doing right now. And I just didn't tell everybody else that that's what I have down there that day. I'm actually got to go down there. I ain't going to say that, but I was just kind of keep low. You saw the fly has been out for a while, the lockdown. If you look at the bottom, you can see my name on it. That's what my logo on it. That's what I am. But I didn't want to break anybody up. I didn't want to split everybody up. But if I look at it all in all, you know, you guys still going to have, both sides should have good races. That's how I look at it. I hate to see stuff happen on the same day. But, it was already out. Everybody had it out. So I'm not going to argue with nobody. Everybody know already what I said the last time. You know, I refuse to. So that's what we're going to keep it at. So...
Hey, Joe, I'm back. My bad. I'm sorry. He said, give him 15 minutes. He'll come on. Just give him 15
okay.
minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, somebody got, like you got a speakerphone or something? Because it sounds like a lot of noise in the back. Like air. So, Avon, what class you like right now? What do you think the hottest class is right now?
Well, the hottest class is still all glass. But, you know, I don't race classes, so.
Yeah, I'm not really, I'm not really a class thing either, but, you know, I'm just putting it out there right now because a lot of people keep asking me. So, basically, I just want to, you know, ask the truth, what's going on. And a lot of people.
If you pay attention to all glass, all steel, man, they get 20, 30 cars in them classes. You know?
Yes. And, you know, my whole thing is...
everywhere.
This is what I want to say about that all glass all steel. And you know when it gets bad, now I don't know if you ever remember back in the days they used to have the they actually had to shoot out something like that and they let certain people get in. Tennis shot class. I'll give you a prime example. They were doing a small tie class. People start shying off the class. The reason why they shied off the class, I'll never forget. Chris Tootin had a car. And they pulled that damn car in there. And when they pulled that damn thing, they pulled that car in that class. And they ran away with the class because that car was so fast compared to everybody else on the tennis tie. When everybody else was going like 450s, 460s, Tootin's car with that turbo was going 20s. So once he in the class, people was like, hell with that. I ain't going. He coming there? No, I don't need. I can't even beat him. He can let you go and go around you. But with this all steel, all glass class, when he started keeping it the same way and keeping the other, you know, I hate to say it, but you know how it goes. And Miles, somebody needs to say it because a lot of people won't say it. Just like when they took the 484 and went to PDRA over there. Now it becomes a money game. And you get guys that can afford these crazy stuff, you know, that you ain't going nowhere in the world be able to be in competitive with them, you know. So once you let somebody in there like, you know, like they had in there, now they're not even qualifying. That's my whole thing, not even qualifying to get into the damn thing. And that's what a lot of guys need to find out before they go open them up and let these other guys get in. And the reason why a lot of people come into these classes, and I'm going to say it, that's coming from the class way, is because they see all this money that you guys are getting. You're getting more money than the damn classes were getting. So why should I run class when I can go over here to the Grudge Rain, no time class over there, and make more money? They don't, no way in the world they get nowhere near that. Nothing. Nowhere near it. And, but
yeah.
Now
and,
I see
but
a lot
they
of
need,
guys.
They need, enforce that rule you can't show time for a year. You know what
well,
I mean? Or, you know what I mean? Because,
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and a lot of other guys are thinking the same way that you're thinking because they feel like that's not fair, and just like you got these small block classes, right? And now all of a sudden Ron Rhodes jumps into class with y'all. What's going to happen? You know what I mean?
Hey, Joe, and then the thing about that, if you let them in, right, they could come mm-hmm. get in the class, take the money, and then they could go back and show time again.
Yeah.
So if they let them in, it's foolish to even race them. It's foolish.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people are talking about it. You know, I understand the stuff they see. But I do like that class because it seems like everybody's right there and they're competitive. You know, don't get me wrong. I watch a few of them, and I think it's cool, but... You know, it's a lot of classes I liked. I like that small block class that they did. I was liking the one class. I was hoping they were going to get it together with that small block on horsepower stuff they were going to do. You know, and let's just say, you know, you get them guys that turn around and the no-time class, you get the guys with, like, let's just say when Jeff and all of them got in that class with the big tires and they ran. And it was like, you know, it could have been anybody's race. At one time, I remember that day, they said, Jeff going to win. And look, Jeff got knocked out first round on that one or something like that. You know, it was crazy. It was good. They were right there together. It was good. But, you know, at least you knew those cars were grudge cars. That's what I liked about it. But, you know, everybody's got their own preference how you do it. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but I'm just asking what classes they like. So, at least right now, I seem like all steel or glass class right now is the hottest thing then so far. I'm gonna see what else anybody else. Oh, Fat Albert, what do you think? Since you didn't answer that one.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well,
of the
I was gonna say the all glass, all steel, and the 484. But the 484 is mainly down south. We don't really have too many 484s up here. You know, there's a couple of them, but. I like that 484 class, especially, you know, one this weekend that Mike Hill having down at his event. That's yeah. going to be an awesome shootout because there's not one car that you can say could run away with it all. You know, they all, you know, good. But as for everywhere, I might agree with Avon and Troy and all, that all glass, all steel, that seems to be the hottest thing right now. And everybody feel like they could get in it and got a chance. I did like that keyboard Nationals because it was no one car again. You know, you look, Jarrell won it one week. You know, he won it all. And I just think it was a good class. It's going to get bigger. If they do it again next year, it's going to get bigger and better. So, but the hottest thing right now got to be that all glass, all steel. And, I mean, that's just that class right there. Everybody coming out the woodwork, guys saying they're building an all glass, all steel. And, man, it's just, that got to be the thing, right? You know, Joe, remember one time the 10-5, the tie, the 10-5, you remember one time that was the hottest thing. So it's always something new coming out. There's always something new coming out that's taking over. So, but I say right now, I believe that all glass, all steel is the hottest thing.
Okay. All right. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics. Let me open up this mic, 704-6149. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on now, Jay?
Hey, not too much. I got Sammy on here. He wanted to get on here.
Okay, okay.
I'm here. What's going on?
What's going on, Sammy?
What's up, Sammy? What's going on, Sammy?
No,
I kind of like already know what hottest class you like, but we'll let you go ahead and say it anyhow.
You know what? At this point right now, I don't like it no more. Because
Why?
Now everybody decided to make their rules and throw class cars in it. What kind of bullshit is that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody what's going on, Sammy.
Let me just say this here, Sammy, and everybody that's on the radio. Say every promoter, right? I'm just going to say it like this here. Every promoter got their own thing, their rules, right? So, you know, you're promoting your show, right? You're going to be having your show coming in. You're going to be doing it in Island Jack.
July or September. Yeah.
July or September. Okay. So, for example, it's up to you whether you let them in. You're running yours every time. Everybody does it different.
Oh, yeah. Almost definitely.
This is my thing. Down south, you know, like, I think at Big Jake's and all of them, you can't do that. Am I right?
No, see, Big Jake's is pretty much exactly the way my rules are set up. Exactly.
I look at it. Not the best on my program or anybody's stuff, but it's to each promoter, how they run it. Whatever that day on the track, you decide you're running it, Sammy, then you do it your way. Everybody got to have their own rules, and you got to have your rules where you want it. And, you know, there's got to be rules to the whole game for everything. You know, the problem with everybody right now, a lot of people don't want to listen by the rules or somebody else's rules. They get mad. So, you know what, if they start their own thing, guess what? Either somebody's going to like it or they ain't going to like it. You might have two people like it. You might have 20 like it. But then you might have all the rest of them that don't like it. So it's up to you how you run yours. You keep it your way. If it works for you, Sammy, keep it your way.
No, no, but listen.
I mean, like I said, don't reinvent the wheel if the wheel's already worked.
Joe, yeah, exactly. Now, would you run your grudge racer? I'm not I don't like shootouts, but there's a reason why I'm doing the shootout thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the action is not up month, it's not bad. It brings cars, it brings people. But the whole thing about it, now, you say you got a small block on nitrous, 28, 275. Would you go out there and run Von Rhodes?
Nah, you know, I wouldn't, but, you know, Sammy, this is how I look at it. Honestly,
but you know,
truth,
but say, just saying.
No. Listen, this is what I'm going to tell you, Sammy. When you ran the class once, I'm going to tell you how many guys every time, because Dexter has run the class things, right? Dexter will take care of class things. Every time he'll bring somebody else in, you know, okay, we're going to try this guy. You know, he didn't want to be biased and have one thing. So when you came in with your rules were set the way you're supposed to. That's how you wanted it. and it'd be done.
Mm-hmm.
When what's his name had the Taiji, I think his name Golden Child, he did it 1 year, but the year before you, he had his rules, right?
Uh-huh.
So everybody that comes in that promotes, it's up to you what you want.
Oh yeah, no,
now,
that's understandable. That's understandable.
If they follow you, that's it. That's what they want. You know, so you, I would not change anything if your shit is working.
No, I'm not changing shit. I'm not changing nothing on mine. I just don't like the idea of class cars coming in to a no-time shootout. So you might as well stop calling it a no-time and just flash the times. What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, I didn't.
Everybody
look at
thought
that way,
I ran a number. You know, it's why you're calling it no time or steel or glass. Might as well call it all steel or glass and flash times.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
if they know
I didn't
a car
think about it that way.
This number and a grudge car comes in and runs that car, you just gave your number away. Because you could easily tell if a car, if you lost by a half a fender, you know their number. You're close to their number. You don't know exact number, but you're close to their number.
Okay.
So what's the purpose of this?
Yeah.
No.
But I'll be wrong. Listen, I'm not knocking either one of you, none of y'all or stuff, but listen, I'm just saying this here way, if you're running your class and you feel that those guys shouldn't be in, that's up to you. Nobody else can make you change.
Oh yeah, no,
don't change nobody else you like.
I'm not changing shit. I made up my mind. I got screwed last year with the whole program the way I was going to do it. And this year, I'm doing my program, and Island Dragway gave me 13 years of grudging, and they welcome everybody there with the grudge. So you know what? I'm doing it there, and I'm doing 6 races. Like I said, from the beginning of the year, I was doing 6 races with a point series, but, you know, people can't be original, so, you know, they have to, you know, ride on your coattail and try to take whatever you're doing, like ACO did and everybody, a couple of people are doing right now. So, you know what? I'm just going to run my program and go that way, and that's it.
Yeah, you know, you listen, I'm just going to tell you this here.
And I'll tell you right now,
being as
Joe,
a promoter,
Joe, you know me for years. You know,
yeah,
I'm not, see, I always say, and I always come on this show. I always came on the show. I'm not a promoter. I don't want to be called a promoter. I just want to have all races up north, have some fun, go out and race it. But then go out and race to have a good time because the streets
listen,
are dead.
But
and,
I'm just telling
and nobody
you this
comes
here,
no
and I'm just telling you for a fact, if everybody likes what you're doing, if you change,
they'll come.
Don't, you're
going
to actually
most
hurt
definitely.
The other ones
yeah,
because they ain't going to want
come.
It. If you start
if you go to
changing your program, people like whatever you do. So you see the certain people, whatever it
right.
is, that always there back and forth with you, they already like what you're doing.
Yeah.
So once
but
you go to change,
a thing too.
If they ain't going up there, if they didn't come up to you and say,
travel.
Listen, you need to do this, that, then don't worry about
yeah.
it. Leave it what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're doing good. Leave it.
No. Yeah, no, that's how it is. Now, another example, mm-hmm. Joe, is a lot of people can't travel. A lot of people can't travel every other weekend to go out here, go there. But they go forward to go to a local track and race and have fun. That's my main prerogative, how I started 13 years ago.
Well, Sammy, let me just tell you something. I will tell you this here right now. Let me just let you know. I know a lot of people can't travel. That's why I did the bus.
Understandable,
okay?
But Joe.
No,
I'm talking about. No, I know you do the
No,
bus
no, no,
thing.
No. But that's why I'm just saying, just like
month,
you said, I know that people can't
I'm talking about
afford
the
certain things, so that's
I'm
why
I
did
I'm,
it.
Well, the bus thing helps people to come watch.
But
races.
This is what. Okay, this is what I'm going to show you.
I want to
show you
travel.
Something else. Okay, this is what I'm going to show you. What just happened? I don't know if you knew. In Maryland, that one time I went and bought the, I got the 9-car carrier, and we went to Buzz Creek. You saw
yes.
the 9 cars on there?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're working
I
on a deal
that.
Right now. We're working on a deal with Avis, the thing, and they got a 9-car thing enclosed. And we're working on something right now that we're all going to put our cars in there. For the price of, that's the only reason why I'm doing. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
I've been working on it because I understand the whole prices on certain things, and any which way it can help the races to try to make less burden on them. That's why I do it, you know. And
don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I know how much it costs, but that's why I'm saying I'm trying to do this now. You know, just to show you something, it's funny how much it costs me to go to, to go to Island Dragway. It's only a couple more dollars to go to Maryland. And that's crazy because it the first bridge, the bridge out of New York, forget it. That's what kills us. That's what kills us.
Coming back in.
After that, it's nothing. But that's the whole problem is right there. And, I mean, it's sad to say that, but I know everybody got loopholes. I know people that do certain things, but I don't want to discuss that on the radio, how they get across that bridge, but how they get away with it. But I said, man, I can't take that chance. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people heard about it. They rub the banana on the plate and all that junk, and the potassium, it won't read the plate. I don't know if you guys heard of that. But you wrote the banana skin on the plate, and it can't. It won't
you keep watching. You keep watching. You keep watching TikTok.
And listen, I can tell you, I can tell you something that I got a spray, and you know when those guys are going out there and racing on the street, you can take your camera and take a picture of their car, and you can't get the plate.
Bullshit! I bought that spray, and it did not work. It did not work.
Well, I can tell you right now because I made my son go out there.
I paid $60 for that spray.
Well, you
I mean, didn't work.
You must have went. You must have went to the wrong place because I'm gonna give it to you just to let you go try it, and I'm gonna let you take a picture right there with your own phone.
Is it a red can?
What is it? No.
Is it a white can?
A white can. I'll show it to you. I'm gonna spray. Matter of fact, I'm gonna spray it on your plate. I'm gonna say, take a picture of your car. You will not get it. Would it work for the tolls? Listen, that's the problem.
Would it work for the speed cameras?
I don't want to say nothing, but I was driving one of
the
cars.
Right now.
Listen to this. I was driving one of the cars and driving one of the trucks going to Maryland, and the damn thing said something. Yeah, on the thing. Like, I was like, what the hell wrong with my damn car? I was supposed to be turning around and, you know, for the toll. I thought I had the easy pass on. And said, oh, shoot. I said, what the hell? You ain't, oh, shoot. I'm not going to say who the person is, but he on here right now. But he had to spray the shit back, and he forgot to tell me. I said, ain't this some shit? The shit didn't read. I was waiting for a ticket to come in the mail. I ain't seen nothing. And that's been 4 months ago. But I don't want, I'm scared of it. I ain't gonna lie
to you. I need that, Joe.
I'll let my son go ahead, you know, because I was like, man, you crazy. I'm crazy. But that's what, when you start seeing those, okay, when you see those boys running on one-on-one, you ever notice that you see certain ones that run and you can't see the plate? That's what they got.
Mm-hmm.
They got it on
Hey, Joe,
plate.
Guys, texting me. They want to get in.
Okay.
It's a lot of.
Yeah.
You must got a lot of mics open because God, he's texting the shit
okay.
out of me.
Yeah, let me open.
Like
let me make sure I open up these. Hold on, Sammy. So let me just make sure I open up a couple of mics. Right. Stay on anyhow. I'll make sure I get my guy to give it to you. Okay. Hold on a second. Yeah, let me open up this mic. 973-2528. Your mic is open.
What up, y'all? Just listening. But go ahead. I ain't even gonna entertain this shit. But I hear anything that was said. But I interject in the show. Go ahead, you can move, keep going.
All right, well, hey, Mark, while we got you on here, what you think about what's the hottest class right now?
Personally, I like that import class. I mean, it's just exciting. Them yin yangs, I mean, they super fast. They go down there. You see them in Florida, you see them at Galat. To me, that's more exciting than All-Star Glass because you don't know what they're coming with. All them other ones, is basically everybody doing the same thing. It's just something different. So, but I feel like the shootouts, you got a class to keep the grudge racing going because grudge racing ain't going to keep coming up. So it's all exciting and you just want to watch.
Okay.
But
it
can't compete with grudge racing.
I don't know, but listen, I watched a couple classes and I also like when they do the extreme, I remember Dexter's Extreme, that's his class, that extreme class for a while. It was doing, they did the off-steel and then they did the extreme class. The extreme class is, I guess, anything goes as long as you got, you know, off-steel or glass.
Anything goes. Anything goes.
Anything goes with extreme. They don't care if you got a supercharger, turbo, whatever. It don't matter. Just come in there with them small tires on it and, you know, but it got to be all steel, too. That car's all, I think it was all steel, ain't it?
Yeah, one time we let it know, we had the extreme, 28275. You know, that's, we had them heavy hitters. That was them, the big boys.
I like when they can come in and just say, you just got to come all out now. It doesn't matter whether you come supercharged, pro charged, whatever. Nitrous, turbo, whatever it is, you can come with a 900 some cubic inch motor in the car and spray. It didn't matter. That's a crazy class too. That's something slick. You know.
Well, no, honestly, Joe, if you're a graduate, you shouldn't be. I don't like the classes because you build what you could build to perfect your craft. You keep getting in these different shootouts. Somebody have a bigger chance.
I can't see myself getting in a class, and I've just started competing, you know. I'd rather just try to get my man where I think I can get, and that's it. On the other hand, with some of these grudge classes, the stuff like that, a lot of guys want to run off of, how can I say, the promoter money or whatever like that, and I don't know. It's just that you don't have the same excitement when you got a. To me, it just ain't. To me, I don't know. Everybody else got the excitement the other way, but I like when I see two men up there, and they got to run and they put their own money up. I don't care if it ain't but $700, $500.
That class is like, to me, is built for my fake ass bracket racers. That's like keep acting like they want to get in the grudge game, and that's just how they is. But that shit is straight garbage.
Now, look, I'm going to just say, for example, I remember when James and Cliffy went at it. There was so much excitement that day. I forgot all about. You couldn't even tell me what the other races that was going at on Buzz Creek that day when James and Cliff ran. James had a transmission problem in his car and everything. You know, and they still were going out there, and I was like, man, they really, really going at it. You know, and it was something, man. I think everybody was standing on
that. That's what keeps it going, though. It's rivalry. The rivalry is what it is. That's what get. Mm-hmm. You know, like I hear what happened earlier. I talk shit to the man to fuck with him. Like I ain't never been in my feelings. Like Avon cursed me out, cussed me, talked shit to me. I don't get mad. That shit just keeps rivalry. That's what people don't like.
No. I didn't get mad. I didn't get mad because you was talking shit. What pissed me off was that you know that it's a little bit of something going on in the family. And you called my blood brother to run me. I would never do that to you and your brother. That's the problem I got.
You got to get out your feelings, bro. Like, that shit,
it's not about that.
Nothing.
Again, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Listen, like
I'm
not overthinking. Yes, you do, because I don't know what you got going on in your family, to be honest with you. But
listen.
You just keep shit, like, that's how the rivalry is. That's how, like, when you look at your brother and then talking shit. It's a rivalry because they talk shit and have fun. They don't got nothing personal with each other. You and your feelings. Nobody else is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not in my feelings at all, bro. It's not in my feelings.
You say what you say, but like, sorry, I respect you as a bracket racer. You talk about, James, I never, we know nobody ever had you on the clock because we know you don't grudge race. You'll talk shit.
I do grudge race. Wait a minute, hold, Joe. Everybody knows I do grudge race. If
you
rock in, I run you.
You drove.
I can't sit there and run myself.
You drove for the line.
All right, go ahead. I'm for the line. Who else?
But
I drove for my brother. Go ahead.
You don't have that grudge spark. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like. You like
the nice
compliment guy. Like everybody come on here, you're gonna be like, you know, kind of, hey man, it was nice. You had a nice shirt on, man. Give me a copy of that shirt. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't doing all that. I respect everybody. It's a respect level.
You know what I'm saying? Come on here,
that's how you
in the background. But I was like, yeah, I had some chicken earlier. But You the compliment. You just
I ain't do all that. Look,
but if he's nitpicking little shit,
and it's cute.
He might be, but if he grudge racing though, it just matter how he acts, smooth or whatever how he do it.
He's a hater. He's a hater. He's a hater. I ain't got time for that.
It's all good.
You're right, Mark. You're right. I don't have that fire. You're right, Mark. That's why we never lined up. Because I don't have that fire, right? Okay. At the end of the day, you got it.
Every time you're supposed to get like that, some kind of way you get out of it.
My bad, Tori. I tried to text Tommy, and I text you, Tori. My bad. I'm trying to text Tommy to get him on
That's
the show.
That's not a problem. What? Not a problem, but wait, when did I ever get out of a race?
Every time. I know you was grudge. I mean, it ain't been many. How many grudge races have you had?
Does it matter? I race, and everybody knows me for that.
It doesn't matter.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't have that many of your damn self.
I bet I didn't.
You didn't have that many of your damn self. Hey. We're not doing all that. You trying to make yourself look good. You're trying to boost your energy up.
I'm not.
Listen, I don't care. I don't care. I have a car. I have a car. You and I never ran, and that's fine. You never looked my way. That's fine. I left it alone. I didn't go chasing you.
All right, sir. Yeah,
you know that. You know the truth.
It's not talking to you, sir. You always in your seat. I had a car.
I'm not in my field. I said I had a car, and you never looked my way. I got in my field.
You can't find one person out of duck. Anybody that had a car camera, you wouldn't go out there, so don't act like I wouldn't run.
Wait, are you a liar? I'm not the liar. Listen.
Every car
you had. You talked to DeLon. You talked to DeLon, and y'all couldn't get it on. You thought that DeLon couldn't
every
get it
car,
on. I told you I would run.
Every car,
I told you
every
I would
car
run.
In y'all crew got your ass whipped.
We did?
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah,
you're right. And
y'all, I'm not
listen,
y'all
I'm not going to go into that because you got everybody fucked up, too, with your one car.
You fucked everybody up, money up, too.
At the end of the day, it's whatever. Listen,
but sorry,
Mark,
your car.
You're not gonna
noble,
listen. You're not gonna get. You're not gonna get.
The car
you're not
you
gonna,
had.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Slow,
if I was slow, why didn't you approach me? If I was slow, why didn't you approach me? If I was so slow, why didn't you run me? We up in Jersey, right next to each other.
You're a bracket racer. Let me give you an example.
Excuse for assholes, and everybody got one.
Your ace boom coon, right? Fuck it. Don't grudge race. But he'll talk shit. Talking about he gonna go out there. And grudge
Ooh.
Me. This is your cool boost. 940 Chevelle.
Wait. Don't bring the man in here. He's not even on here to defend himself. Leave that man alone.
I'm talking to y'all as in a group. Y'all are bracket groupies.
It don't matter. What the fuck is a bracket
Hold
groupie?
On, let me,
a fucking
let me open up a couple
groupie.
Of these mics, bro. I'm going to move on with this one because
every motor car you lost to. You lost every motor car, bro. Come on, bro. Stop. Stop that shit, dude. Come on, bro. Come on. You lost to damn near every motor car. You heard me. You lost to Roadie. You lost to Flex. You lost to Flex. You lost to old man Flex. Got fucked up. You would have lost to Bobby, but Bobby got out of shape and you just got the win and you grenaded your motor.
All right,
dude,
listen,
I can keep
one,
going.
Let it go. Okay, now just name my losses. Now go ahead and name my wins. Because you're a groupie, so you know.
You barely won against the McCain with their street Mustang. That goes to show your shit wasn't that fast because the motherfucker was capped up.
Your shit got extra ahead of this shit.
And they started with back feet.
I barely won that. We go down there together. I got a motor car racing a nice car. Come on, Terry, bro.
Look at the nitrous car. It was capped up. Listen, it don't matter.
Okay.
Mark,
so listen,
if you was a gentleman about this shit, you and I would lock in.
How many big blocks of nitrous did I ran with a small block on motor and beat? Come on, Terry. That's built.
You got to tell me because I want to know that. Shit, I want to know that. Of all the cars I know you ran was all small blocks.
Okay, well, then that's what I say.
I don't remember no big block.
Lacking on your groupie.
It don't matter. Whatever. You can call it groupie. You can use your little cute words to make everybody laugh. Everybody laugh for Young Stan because he's trying to make everybody laugh. Everybody give him round for
it.
Because that's what he's doing. He's trying to be funny. And he's corny as hell. He's corny and sad. He's corny. But why are you still talking to me? Why are you still talking to me? You're not doing nothing.
You came on the show talking about I need
to apologize.
I came
on the show.
Man, nobody
want to
hear that shit.
Yeah. And nobody can, but guess what? You didn't have to get on the radio show. You could have just guessed
who the hell
what
you
think, do.
Who the hell you was thinking they care about? Oh, Tory was cussing. Why would I be thinking about that shit? You just want to talk.
Listen. No, because I was being a man about it. When I said I apologize for the reason, I don't want people to think that's the type of dude I am. That's not the dude.
Boy,
I don't
stop.
Care what they think about your silly ass. But I'm just talking about me. They think about you. It's only thing about me. So you can sit there and do all that
so
you want.
Point,
I don't care.
Was,
so who I said?
Was,
wait a minute. I said it at the beginning.
Someone,
I said whoever.
Off,
I said this before.
Really
that said,
you, off, but you was you wanted to know if I could take your brother car and whoop your ass. That's what hurt your feelings.
No, that didn't hurt my feelings.
Yes, it did.
No, that didn't.
You
no.
really gonna let you drive your car?
No, because you know what the sad thing is. You know what the sad thing is. Ho ho. Hey, wait a minute, everybody. Okay, everybody knows that as you say, I'm a bracket racer, right? Everybody knows what the class I was running was, past tense, was running. You was going to take my brother's car that he's not even out with, that he probably wasn't trying to put out there or whatever. People are going to ask, who's Tory's other brother? So you sitting there putting this shit out there to run a class car. That's what you just did.
That's a
you
so
got
you
a made him
car,
a bad.
You,
so you fucked
you got
up.
A class car. You got a class car. You got a class car. Talk about you
that listen, no, whatever, you're saying. Whatever, bro.
You got
whatever.
Okay,
whatever
hold
makes
on,
you
guys,
sleep
hold
at
on.
Night.
Let me make sure I open
you
up this
such
mic.
A fucking hater.
I got like six mics
you
open
got,
up. Bad, bro.
You
got,
pitiful.
Yo.
You're sad and you're pitiful and you're weak. And you always will be.
Got
and that's just
yo.
Bottom line. These people, hey, people on this radio show won't tell you that shit, but I will. You're fucking weak.
You know they say? Junk on
no,
me.
I don't know what they say. I don't know what they say. I know that you shouldn't be on the radio show because you ain't got shit to run. You keep locking up shit and then fuck around
okay.
and giving up the positive.
Hold on.
Let it be.
Sorry.
Let it go.
But for every $100, $100 that you got
go,
to say,
we don't let it go.
Hey, listen. I just want to say this. Mark, I want to thank you for being my number one fan. I appreciate it. I'll give you an autograph in the mail. Just send me your address. I'm done.
I don't like bracket right
now. You can finish right, talking. That's fine. You don't have to.
Let's open up
you can finish talking. Yeah, thank you, Albert. Right,
let's
yeah,
open up another
mic. Come on.
Hold on a second, guys. 973-9758. Your mic is open.
Cool.
973-9758. Your mic is open.
Oh. Listen, open my mic. Who is, let me see what number this is. 823.
All right, well, I got to close that mic up. It's 973-978, your last call before I close your mic up. All right. If they want to get back in, they got to call somebody to tell me to open their mic.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Let me open this mic up here. 240-8095, your mic is open.
What's happening, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Not much. Just listening.
All right. What do you think is the hottest class right now?
I like the 484 class, really.
You like the 484 class?
Yeah, actually, I like the 484 and the all-steel, but the problem is money's going to run the classes out. That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. You know, right now when it's competitive, it's great. As soon as you start letting, you know, guys with the major stuff, and it's very hard to compete. And
that's the thing that you got to do is you got to slow the class down and make two classes out of it. You know, because what you get somebody that's got them dollar bills and technology. What they do when they see the dollar bills, they build a car. They come in here and all they're going to do is shut the class down.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Just my opinion, even though I'm a bracket racer, but that's just my opinion. Like I said, if you don't, you know, isolate it, what's going to happen is somebody coming in, like I said, with one of them real motors and know how to tune a chassis and stuff like that and look at the winner circle, and every weekend they're in the winner circle.
Now, when I say, like I say to class, like when they say classes, 484 class. If you say old school 484 class, I would think they should have something with an old school 484, and they should have, you know, new school. Because the reason why I'm saying this is because now with this billet blocks and billet heads, the whole crap there, boy, you don't know how many inches that thing's got and how much power that makes compared to the old school. You can't compete
with
those things.
Well, you look at this weekend.
You can't compete with those things. You know,
nah, you can really can't compete with it,
okay.
And then you look at you can look at a 484.
So go ahead and get started, okay? You ain't got to bring the car back tonight. You just bring back
somebody's
the
mic is
okay,
your mic is open.
And,
you're talking me in your back.
See that valid address, but
pop, put your phone on.
Okay, my bad.
Mark. Okay, then you're gonna.
Yeah,
let me
that ain't
that
me, Joe.
Up his mic. No, James.
I am.
No, that's not me neither.
I got it, Joe. That was fine. All
right, we got it. We got it.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you look at the whole thing with engines and things like that, you have a 484, like I said, you know, you got a basic 484, you got a medium 484, then you got the big daddy 484 that somebody's got real technology in it that, you know, cause if you look at the your dollar factor. And a lot of people, I guess they don't take that in perspective when they look at these engines. Same way for small blocks, same thing. All depends on how much money you got to spend in.
Yeah. How true. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, definitely. That's why it's kind of like an extreme class. You know, at least you get to run everything you got, and that's it. It is what it is, but you know what you're getting into. With that 484 class, you come in there with that old 484 that you used to have back in the days and call yourself running against somebody like Herb and Mario and them and see what happens. You know,
you're looking for them to blow tires or have the nicest. You know, you waste your time.
Yeah, and that's what... And that's what happened before. That's what I was saying, how what happened at 275 class back then, back in the days, and everybody was wondering why it was getting smaller and smaller. Because you had one guy that was blowing the class away, just killing them. Came with that turbo, and, man, he had the field covered by a mile. You know,
well, you've seen it this weekend. Scotty G and Pete, two different 5 inches.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can give it credit.
All right, well, let's open up another mic. Cause
okay. Hold on a second.
Hey, listen,
you
y'all, I can't open up everybody's mics, man. Y'all are touching the shit out of me.
Hold on. I'm opening up this mic right here. 757-1006. Your mic is open.
What it do? What it do, fellas?
What's going on, Mr. Drew?
What's going on, bro?
I can't call it.
Hey, Drew, what class you like? Tell me what class you like. What's one of the overtime classes that you like?
Honestly, to be honest, I still like the small block stuff, to be honest. I like to see Zaza and all of them out there, Frank Lucas and all of them, they go at it. That was pretty decent.
I still like
the small block. There's still a lot of them, too. You know, and some of the people that they thought was going to win and dominate didn't win, so it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like show business trying all together, though. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get those guys together. Seem like they got an offer, a shootout to get them together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's just say this here. I'll say it to everybody right now. The reason why people throw the events on for a grudge game is because instead of they talking, why don't we do it like the old days and meet up and we just somebody, we don't need a show and crap. Let's be real about it. Half of the times, we don't even commute with certain people, and we don't know. So if I know I heard a grudge show is somewhere, and I'm going to that grudge show because I know everybody's looking for runs. So maybe I can find me somebody in that show that I can get a run. That's the reason why you really do the grudge shows, the events. You get everybody together, and we all going to get there. Hey, when you go down to Ball Leech Race, everybody knows you're going down there looking for a run. Ain't going down there to just go out there and watch the cars. You going, if you bring your car, you know you're going down there for a grudge run. You ain't going down there for no class because Ain't no class basically only on to Sunday. You going down to the grudge room. That's it. So everybody knows that if you want to try to get find somebody, there's somebody out there that will race you. And that's the reason why you kind of try to like, go out there. When you got a couple locked-in races and stuff, hey, now you know shit can really happen to us out there. Hey, maybe we might as well drag our car out there, too. Maybe we can catch somebody out there. That's what I look at it. And that's what a lot of people need it. I mean, sometimes you guys got to look, you know, travel out of the box and go check out. You know, if you're in your backyard all the time and then you wonder why the game is rigged, because basically you kind of like know a number on a person already. And then, you know, he kind of knows the number on you. So you can't agree on something. So sometimes you got to travel out of the box and go somewhere else where nobody knows you. And that's how you get your grudge game going on. I mean, I understand what everybody's saying. You know, they want to say the North is dead, ain't nothing going on, ain't nobody doing nothing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because half the time these guys know each other. They one pass next to somebody else, and this one knows how fast he go. But if you go out of the box, you don't know me, I don't know you, and we go out there, we race. You know, that's how it is. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, damn, at Gallant, man, there was races happening in lane that nobody even knew. How they were locking races in, nobody knew. But everybody was like, hey, I'll try you. And that was it. No hard feeling. Hey, some cars you didn't know who was going to, you know, how fast it was. But it was good. But hold on, let me make sure I open up everybody's mics because I see it, like you said. So I'm going to open up a couple more mics. 667-8237, your mic is open. 667-8237, your mic is open.
Yo, it's Juan.
Hello?
I'm on mute till somebody say something. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Your mic is open.
Yo, it's Juan. I'm on mute till somebody say something.
Okay, you gonna mute your mic? Okay.
You texting me to open your mic like you wanted to say something. God damn, Juan.
I wanted to
you
say something. Mark ain't saying nothing now. Mark ain't saying nothing now because Mark talking shit like he running somebody. He paid punk out to us, so he ain't saying shit now.
Okay. My bad, Juan. I see where you're going. Okay, but in case he did say something, you read it. Okay,
no,
Listen, any fucking body.
All right,
hey,
Fat Albert.
Yeah. Tell him Lockett off trailer for Friday night. Fuck what he talking about.
Lockett for the shit.
Hey, Juan. Man, no, fuck the fifth Friday night. Friday night, motherfucker. Let's get busy off the trailer. 5 on 1500 or better. Don't talk me to death. And the lane's by 9.
Where on Friday night?
At Cecil.
Where
I'm coming
Friday
somewhere
night?
I don't want to
no,
go. Somewhere I'm going against the green.
I'm ready to say that.
Okay, listen, I'll pay your day's work. Man, listen, I'll pay your day's work to come there. Now, what the fuck do y'all want to do? Y'all want me to come and get it?
Don't make enough money to pay my day.
Man, Sandy, go suck on some olives.
All right,
I take that as a
river.
Damn. Listen, y'all just threw me off. Y'all just seen in the group chat. Hold up. I'm not going to do a whole bunch of arguing tonight. Y'all kept in this fucking group chat, this thick-ass racist group chat. Man, listen, fuck the radio show. I'm telling you what y'all did. Y'all weak-ass motherfuckers in that group chat kept calling my name for the fucking fifth, and I told y'all weak-asses I wasn't going there. So what I'm telling you is y'all, the trip is in fucking Philly. It ain't that fucking far from Philly to Cecil. Get y'all weak-asses the fuck down. I'm going to flatline y'all bitches.
Hey,
let's get the fuck on 550 under the better.
Let me ask you something real quick.
Kiss my ass. Bye.
Who won the last time we ran?
Okay, y'all won. All right, watch this. I'm done with it.
Fat Albert,
he's the same motherfucker on his fucking phone that was talking about running for 40. We told him we'll carry ODB to fucking South Carolina to run for 40 and put money on top. They wouldn't go. Man, kiss my ass and get the fuck out of the group chat. You don't know why the fuck you on here. I don't know why you on here and you the tire pressure checker. Why is you on here and you the tire pressure checker? Go and get the oldest motherfucker.
Why are you talking to the help, Antoine?
I just had to give him what he needs to be heard since they wanted to shit on fake ass Vossi. But that's all I want to do. Now I'm back eating this goddamn oxtail.
Who said that?
Stupid ass.
Who said that?
Okay, let's open up.
Hold
I think
on,
Cliff,
open up
Cliff trying to get on, Joe.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting
Cliff
him in
number.
There right now. 201-9355, your mic is open.
So how's everybody doing? Hey, listen, Juan Carlos, what's up, player? What it do? But look here,
Big
Joe.
Big Cliffy.
Listen, I got a player on the phone on the show. He's in the back lines, and this brother, he don't really need no introduction because a lot of people know him, Mark Jackson in particular, because Mark Jackson ain't never produced their type of power plant that could fuck with what Bruce could build. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Bruce. Now, Bruce is the man. Bruce was doing numbers that Mark was trying to do when he was in high school, that Mark couldn't do while he was in high school, too.
Oh,
I only fuck with good people.
Damn.
Okay? Now, Bruce
so would you find an engine builder, Cliffy? You find
hey,
you an engine builder, Cliffy?
Hey, Joe. Yo.
Hey,
yeah,
hold on,
yeah, Mark,
hold on. Antoine, you still on here? Antoine, you still on here?
Y'all some
engine builder. He need a chassis guy.
He's getting
whatever I need, none of your fucking business. Now, Bruce, you on the show, brother? First time. You know what? Take the floor, brother, because he wanted to say something because his name was mentioned. Tory. Was I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You're absolutely right.
But Mark Jackson put my name in his mouth.
Oh, man, I ain't got time
for
that.
For sure.
Right now.
Hey, listen, man. Listen.
Hold on,
Hey, Joe. I'm going to just, you know how you, what's your saying? What's your favorite saying? I'm going to
keep it
real about it.
Yeah,
no, you just say
real.
I'm gonna be real about it. How? Listen, this man,
Mark, don't
is
shut it down.
Shot,
he's on the
but
phone.
The funny part about it is, he was on the phone. He said, "Oh, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna bring pain to you." You know his Chevelle, another bracket racer. Do you know him, the Grudge Race?
Another bracket racer you can't beat. But go ahead.
But
okay.
that's not even the point. The point is, and I'm gonna say this so everybody can understand where I'm coming from, right? I never wanted to go grudge racing. I didn't have no interest in grudge racing. But you won't shut up, so I got to make an example out of you.
Thank you.
For that 50,000
you said, right?
You think it can't come up?
Yeah, go.
When
go,
I tap you,
Hey, Bruce, you wasting your time, bro.
Hold on,
It's about to be snow. It's about to snow. About to hit the ground.
That's
so true. Everybody's against you. You wasting your
That's
time.
True.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. You
see, the whole thing is this. I told this joke years ago. I'm not a grudge racer. I'm not interested, but he keep prodding me, and now he's going to get his wish.
He's
going to get his wish.
Uh-oh.
And if he really wanted
Stop fucking with us bracket racers. Don't fuck with us.
Listen, if you really want to get spicy, we can pull something out the hole. We can pull something out the hole for you, Mark.
Jackson.
Okay, okay, Cliff. I'm very worried.
All right, listen. Hey, Joe, hold on, for right now. I got Tommy on the line right now, Joe. I don't want to waste his time. But he is the official starter at BMP. And, you know, last week we had a lot of questions and stuff that came up. And I want Tommy to kind of answer some of y'all questions that how much time you allowed and everything. Tommy, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you real good. Hey, Tommy, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Like you told me, you say you listen every week, and I was shocked when I met you.
I listen to Willie, I listen to Joe, I listen to Slow Stock, and
okay. Well, the reason I asked you to come on is last week we were talking about guys getting timed out. Tommy, answer this question: when do the clock officially start before a person get timed out?
Well. When they turn the top two stage bulbs on, you flip the switch.
Uh-huh.
So So when they when one goes into the third bub comes on, the timer starts.
Oh, so after the three bubs, that's when the timer starts. You got your 7 seconds to get in.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now what the conflict was, if it's a grudge race, and they're going by grudge rules, is there a time limit then, or do you know, how do they call that?
Grudge rules are worst or first. Not, has nothing to do with the tree, correct?
Oh, okay, correct.
I don't want to use anybody for example, but if I like Marcus over Zeus, which we talked about, I can hold the tree. Right.
Well, see, a lot of guys come to that first to worst. If the man in the right lane red lights and the guy in the left lane takes off and cross the lane, Tommy, who wins that race?
I'm sorry, say it again.
The man in the right lane, he red lights.
Right.
The guy in the left lane takes off and cross the center line.
The red light.
That race?
The red light.
The red light. Thank you. A lot of guys was texting me last week, talking, "Oh, he red lit first. He red lit first."
That is track rules, though, right? Is that track rule?
No, that's
grudge rule.
That's
grudge rule.
Any rules, Joe?
Any rules.
Okay.
You cross that center line. See, on grudge rules, Joe, if you hit the wall on your side and don't cross, you can still win. That's the only difference. But if you cross that center line, that's the worst thing you can do is cross that center line. You automatically, I don't care if you the other guy red lit first or nothing.
He just said red light loses if you cross the line. Ask him again.
No. Whoever crosses the line loses.
Well, maybe I misunderstood you, or maybe you misunderstood the question.
Yeah.
He definitely said at first the red light loss. He definitely said at first red light.
The red light.
No,
I thought he said red light wins. That's what I thought he was saying.
He said red light wins. He said red light wins.
Red light loses.
Yeah. No, red light wins.
Like loses. The red light loses.
No, the red light wins.
Oh, right, wins.
They confusing me too.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's all across the line, you lose, whether he red lights or not.
Let me say it
again,
once
again,
if you red light, hold on, Cliff. If you red light, and then the man in the next lane takes off and crosses that center line, the man that red light, he wins.
Right.
He wins. You cannot cross that center line. I don't care if I red lit or whatever. If you take off and you dumb enough to take off full speed and cross, lose control and cross that center line, you lose it, even though the other guy red lit. You lose it because you crossed the center line. You're automatically DQ. But we had an issue last week where guys didn't believe that rule. I tried to tell him, but Tommy, I'm glad you reached out to me because I wanted somebody that was official, that knew, to come on the show. But, guys, if you got any questions, ask it now while we got Tommy on here. I don't want to waste your time. But
Hey, Albert, ask him about
yeah.
the one where
Wait, hold on. He's on here. Hold on. His name is Tommy. He's on here. You can ask him yourself.
Hey, Tommy, the question was at Galat, one guy, how was it? The guy turned on the pre-stage. Other guy did a dry hop. I don't know how to explain that one.
I explained it to you. It was in Fayetteville. That was my race. We both did burnouts. We both backed up. I put the first pre-stage on. And he stopped short of pre-stage and did a dry hop across the line.
Okay.
And you know, both his lights came on with my pre-stage on because he did a dry hop across the line. So,
but he didn't. Okay. So you were pre-stage.
Right.
And he did a dry hop across. Okay.
Right. To the 330.
But nobody was, no, there was not two bubs on the top of the tree. He went across.
No.
Okay. There's
but
no
when
difference.
He crossed that tree,
in...
he turned on. When he crossed that tree, he turned on two bulbs.
No. He flickered them. He went through it. It's no different than when, like we had this weekend at BMP, where somebody was lining up there. This guy had a free stage on in the right lane, left lane. Their crew member had their foot in the beam, which I saw it, so I didn't flip the switch. He moved out, the car moved
forward.
So you
have to switch the switch first before anything happens.
The switch has to be flipped before anything starts. I can hold the switch. I mean, like I was talking to you, Albert, if I like, just say I'm just a starter, but I know who, say you and Joe are racing, all right, and you're my buddy, and you say, hey, I'm going to let Joe double bug me, and I'm going to hold the switch. I can hold that switch until you get four bulbs on before I flip it.
No
so
shit.
You can burn him down. You can let him sit there, and then when you go on your fourth bulb, I can flip the switch. Nothing happens until that switch is flipped.
Tommy, I got a question for you. If somebody double bulbs you and you flip that switch, what happens?
When he puts that top bulb on, the timer starts. The timer starts once he puts that top bulb on, because that's three bulbs. Or I can, it's up to the starter.
Stay playing. Don't stutter.
There's no courtesy stage in grudge race, right? Courtesy stage is in effect for track rules.
Right. And a lot of us run track rules.
You don't. Well, that's courtesy stage. Yeah, I mean, you put one bulb on, everybody puts the top bulb on, and then you bump in.
So basically, it's up to the starter when he wants to start that button, start that clock.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. You can pull in. I'm sorry, Pop.
Say that again.
Ask Clippy what happened when you roll it. Ask Clippy what happened when you double bump somebody.
I don't know about that one. But, y'all try to be
funny.
Goes
left,
but,
or does it stay in the...
I mean, it's time for games and time to ask the man questions. The man's on the line.
Yeah, I'm trying to, a lot of... Come on, let's be serious, because, you know, it was a lot of, no, that's not right, read the rule book. Now we got somebody on here that can answer the questions, and y'all want to cut jokes. So I'm trying to help y'all out, so when you do race, or grudge race, you'll know your rules. But then you're going to come back on these shows and crying and whining that you didn't know the rules. Okay? Now I ask this man to come on here so we can get some clarity so y'all would know to how to get the rules done or how to skip your race.
Okay,
I try to do this for y'all.
Let me ask him a question. I got a serious question. If somebody double bub you, they can't back out them bubs, right?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Now nobody knew that. Good question, James. Now we know.
So,
yes, you can.
So my question is,
because the switch.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
But ain't the rule of the game to not educate? If they get caught slipping, that's their business.
That is true. But I mean, if a lot of guys that don't know the rules of the game, why not get somebody on here that can tell us the right rules?
Hold on.
Ain't no hustle about the man just said, if you double bug, you can't bag out. He just said, yes, you can.
Hey,
you didn't, nobody knew that.
I got a question on that.
Ain't nothing wrong with teaching for educational purposes.
Fat Albert. All right, he just said, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, you just said that you can't back out, but what if you're in reverse? You get ready to back out and the other guy jump. You fuck yourself.
Then you did. If you have three bulbs on, when the top two stage lights come on, a starter normally flips the switch then. And when the third light comes on, the timer starts. So if you move after the third light is on, then, yes, it's going to go red.
Thank you.
Good question.
Or the starter can hold it if he's in the pot, or he likes somebody better than somebody else, he can hold the switch and not flip it.
So you might want to check
the starter. I can hold the switch so somebody do whatever they want to do.
Oh, shit. You trying to say something? We grease the starter. If we grease the starter's hand, he can hold that switch for
me. I can hold that switch as long as I want to. See, Colonial Beach used to activate their tree from the tower. They never had a cord out there, if y'all paid attention.
Now, they got a cord out there, and they still do it through the tower sometimes.
They got a cord out there now, but they didn't.
Yeah, they still do it through the tower sometimes, too, though.
Yes. The tower can activate the tree, but at most tracks, the starter chintil, normally top bulbs, on you flip the switch, and then when that third bulb comes in, if let's say one, you got three on one, you got three, and then the other guy bumps through, then you double flip it and it goes red on the side that rolled through.
Hey, Tommy, can I put you in the hot seat for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tommy, let me ask you a question. In your experience, is it better to have it with a man holding a switch or automatic? Because this is about homework and all this education. The only problem I have with a man doing it, because mostly all these tracks have the same staff. And if you go to a certain track, by a certain time, you watch the person that's doing it. And sometimes some people get a grasp off of how he does it or what he's going to do or what's not. And that's what you got to do with your homework. But I would personally prefer it be on auto. I wouldn't want a man clicking the button because I don't know if he's going to click the button late or make me sit there or whatever. This grudge game is about tricking the motherfucker. All this homework and you being educated, and you got to do that shit yourself.
Well, like Marcus said last week, nobody studies. Last week's show, nobody studies the starter when he flips the switch. That's what Marcus said. He said, who goes out there and watches when he flips the switch?
That's like your regular football game. Don't right after they have a game, don't they got to get screenplay the next day and watch what happened? Man, I don't know who don't watch that. They watch them shit over and over.
Hey, Tommy, I got another question.
Okay.
I wasn't going to bring this up, but. All right, this is what happened. One guy double-bulled me. I set the first bulb, and when I came in with the second bulb, he left, and his back tires tripped the beams. Who won?
You did. If you left... The starter should have double. If he left, he should have double flipped the switch and turned him red.
Right, but it did. What happened was, he didn't go red. Mine went red.
Are you talking about you and that? I know which one you're talking about. You talking about the one up in Delaware?
Yeah.
That's right. But he had something hanging under the car. Had to be something under the car to keep him above. It could have been a diaper. I don't know if that diaper or I mean, you won that race, Avon. That was great.
Right. Hey, I got a question for Tommy.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. All right. In the grudge game, people have brought up this grudge track rules and track rules. Is it fair to say that even with grudge track rules, it's up to the driver to find out if the track is using auto start or not?
How many starters know if the grudge race is going by track rules or grudge rules?
Exactly. So is it fair to say that the driver should know whether the track is using auto start or not?
Auto starts on where I'm at, auto starts on.
Okay, so that would be a yes.
I don't think auto starts been off for years. I mean, when I started back in 1982 starting, we didn't have all that. We didn't even have glue.
Right.
Yeah, but
a lot of this is being brought up because people aren't aware of whether they're confusing
auto
starts, things.
Auto starts always on.
Thank you. Some people don't
That's
know
not
that.
True. That's not true. You should assume that it's always on, but I've been to events where it's not on.
And what track does that pop?
I guess that determines whoever flipping the switch. It determines who, because like he said, he could hold it.
No,
you don't have to push that button.
No, auto start is on, period.
It's on. Once you get three bubs, it should activate, correct?
No, it does not.
It should start the countdown.
Flip the switch.
And so you still have to flip the switch.
Hmm. Right. Until the starter flips the switch, auto start don't start.
That takes me to my next question. I'm putting you in the hot seat.
Okay.
Have anybody ever greased your hand to hold a switch?
I always hide the top.
Damn. So, Tommy, what you
say, Tommy?
The guy I can hold the switch
under my arm like I did all weekend. Albert was there.
Have your hands ever been greased to hold a switch?
I'm just asking, man.
If you don't ask, you'll never know.
That man worked.
That's something y'all need to think about. I got one more question.
If all four lights are on and you don't switch that switch, nothing happens, right?
Nothing happens. You can roll in, back out, go forward, whatever you want to do.
Oh, okay. I just need one.
Tommy, I got to ask you a question because a guy asked me about it. He said if most people double bulb or deep stage, will they mostly come up red because they deep stage in?
Well, Joe, when you bracket race, some people go deep where you take the top bulb off and just the bottom bulb.
Right now.
So you got to hold the switch until they go knock that top bulb off, and then you flip the switch.
Now, in a pro tree, so deep?
No, pro tree. I was talking about how you can hold the
switch. No, I'm talking about a pro tree. Can you go deep in a pro tree?
Yeah, you can deep stays on the pro tree.
Once you got two bulbs, come on, push the flip, but if you want to wait that long to go in, you're going to go red.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody go deep on a pro tree.
Yeah, John Force do it all the time.
Yeah, John Force do it all the time. He always deep stage.
Well,
John won a couple other bracket races.
Well, I was saying as far as index racing, that's the 4/10 from three as a heads up race. It was index race, that's what I'm saying. They deep stage in an A50 class and 10-0 class and stuff. They deep stage in that. I'm just saying.
Unless you have deep on your window, when the top two bulbs come on, you're flipping the switch. So when the third bulb comes on, timer starts. So if the other guy wants to bump in and go deep, you can.
Michael, your name, right?
Tommy.
Yes, sir. I'm guessing you're aware of these timing systems and everybody knows computers malfunction. I know you're familiar with the situation that happened probably at Orangeburg, right? With the lights and the tree or whatever.
Yes.
Is that something that really can be fixed hands-on right there, or is that something computer generated that they got to have a technician fix?
Yes, they can fix it. I don't know if Albert was paying attention this weekend, but we had a long drop on their trees this weekend. Albert, you watch the tree at all?
Mm-hmm.
There's a long drop on the tree. And I asked him about it. I said, why is it taking so long for the tree to drop?
So that's the computer system, because I've been to different tracks and they say different tracks like that tree out of they say it's a fast tree, and it drops. So I'm guessing that's when you're around.
It was slow. I mean, and computer.
Okay.
I'm
on
Sunday night.
Got questions right there?
I mean, people got to understand it's man-made, so things happen.
Right.
It does happen.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I mean, thing is, like a bracket racer, where I come from is, like I say, you know the different trees, you know your different starters, and you pay attention. And a lot of people don't know that.
I don't know.
But I do have a question.
I found out something today. I learned something new. You got to tip the starter.
Avon, what you do? Y'all bring people in to prep the tracks and do everything for y'all, get it right. You might want to think about getting a starter to come in there and be biased and just two top bulbs on for the switch.
Right.
Are you associated with Tommy?
I work at Richmond Dragway.
I'm gonna tell you something. When I go to if I go to any track, I go and introduce myself to the starter and ask him, is it on? The auto start on or not? Because I went to a couple tracks. I don't want to talk about them, but they said it wasn't on. So I know what I have to do. You know what I mean?
If auto start's not on, then it is up to the starter.
Avon, you just
answered what I asked Tommy. It's up to the driver, the racer, to go find out if the track running auto start or not. If you don't do that as a racer, then you slipping.
Good report, Derek.
But
I do it too. Why wouldn't you want auto start on?
I want it on. Trust me, because I'm a turbo car.
Yeah, because then without it on, anybody can hang you out there, regardless of how you set up.
But we was racing at a track, and the auto start wasn't on, and he asked the promoter, did he want it on or off, and they said off.
Well,
like I said, it's always your job to go ask if you're running auto start or not.
Auto start
So
normally on.
Tommy, if Avon goes up there and asks you, it's on and I'm racing him and I slip you a 20, will you turn it off?
Come on, y'all. God damn, the man too serious.
Hey, Fat Alex, he keep it up, he gonna get what he want. I'm sick of him.
Hey, Rob, just let him sit there. And then I don't know, 20 ain't gonna work, but we can flip the switch.
All right,
you tell
we'll work it out when we get there. We'll work it out when we get there. I'll put it in.
Well, all right, let me go. I'm gonna ask a question. So you can. Hold on, everybody. You can bring your own starter to an event. Like, if I'm throwing an event at BMP, I can bring my own starter?
You can bring your own track man, can't you? Prep man. Wow. You get Jimmy Bradshaw.
Well, Tommy, I'm gonna come bring you. Shit.
You can bring Bradshaw to the track.
Right. I didn't know you could do that. Okay. Did we learn something?
No, okay.
Yeah.
Shit, they be having all types of track people working at all different types of tracks.
Yeah, I mean, wow. you can bring your own track, prep people in there. You can.
Shit, I've seen people working at Colonial Beach one weekend and working at Buzz Creek the next weekend. And not even at a grudge event, a bracket event.
I've done that. I've worked at Maryland, I worked at Bud Creek. I worked at Colonial Beach, I worked at Galat.
Hey.
Bristol.
Hey.
But not grudge racing. So y'all bump in, y'all go in deep, y'all go in, y'all stay deep, and you get worried, you're like, what are they doing? I mean, y'all take forever to get your license going.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, you know why?
You got to open the doors. You got to turn this on. You got to fiddle fucking.
You got to put
out
the
switches on, man.
Hey,
from the grudge racers. That's for damn sure.
They got to put on the show to go.
Hey, Tommy, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tommy. This is Marcus. I got a question for you. I ain't heard nobody ask you this since they've been on the show. As a starter.
I like you, buddy. You talking this?
Yeah. as a starter. As a starter that's, you know, at a racetrack, is it just your job to – Is you just there to do a job, or you actually enjoy to see certain cars and certain grudge races come up? Do you actually get excited, or is it just a job to you?
I love grudge racing, period. I love the grudge
team. That makes a big difference to me, and I appreciate your honest answer.
I love the shows that y'all talk shit on, the low stock. Whatever his name was, and Long Island, Willie Dog, Trigger Man. I just love the grudge race scene, and you die.
I appreciate
like
it, sir. That right there. That's right, and that right there goes a long ways with me because I feel like a person is there just to do a job.
Job, right.
Hey.
And you know what starters make? Does anybody know what them track officials make? Not me, but
no.
You know what track officials make? $8.50 an hour to stand out there for 10 hours. $8.50 an hour
right.
To $9.50 an hour. Hey, I don't. I mean.
Right.
I just wanted to ask you that question because nobody asked that.
Motherfuckers come to you, be like, "Here's a couple hundred to flip this tree," but them motherfuckers are taking that shit.
But I'm not even, you know, honestly, I'm not even thinking of that because an honorable person, you know, they're not going to take that.
but they don't.
Marcus,
the other side of the coin is,
as graduates, a lot of tracks we go to, we seem like we're not appreciated by the staff.
That was my point, Rob. That was my point. That's why I asked them. See, I had a second part to it, but you brought it out.
Okay.
But Rob, you know why you're not appreciated? It takes so long to stay.
I agree. And like Pop said,
on the bottle on, you got to purge it. Then you got people opening the doors, the other guys in the beans, and you're over there purging.
Some people just don't know how to race. Period. You know, it ain't even about. It's not even about the. That's what I got to say. It ain't much so much as the title of grudge. Now, some people like to just put a show on and think all eyes is on them. They take forever to do something. You know what I mean? But if you just want, if you know how to race and you come there to race, then it don't take all that long. I mean, with 5 minutes is a long time, you know, from the time you burn out to the time you go in the beans. You know what I mean? And people be taking 15, 20 minutes. You know what I mean? So, you know, some people just don't know how to race. And then they got to back up.
And then they go that bus time. They got 3 more to line them up.
And then you got crew members.
That's all I wanted to get on here and ask.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Everybody burn out past the line again, like I said, it goes too
fast. Every driver. Hold on. Hold on, Rob. What about the crew members, Tommy? What about the crew members? What they need?
Then you got crew members stepping in the beams, trying to line them up. I mean, it don't take that many people to race. I mean.
Hey, I got another question.
I'll tell you.
Give a second.
Hold on, real quick. Hey, well, I gotta say this real quick. If people want to fucking learn how to race, just watch NHRA, man. Pro Nitrous and all that shit, man. Those guys is running fucking 350s, 340s, and it's three people. It's three people. It's one back man, backup man. It's one lineup man, and it's one man that might open the door up to get the smoke out of that. And it don't take them long at all. I mean, them boys is riding, man. 5 systems on there. So it shouldn't take all this extra bull crap. But I'm on mute, guys. Appreciate it. I just want to ask a track official while he was on here.
I got one more question.
Go ahead, Avon. Hey,
say the guy beside me that I'm racing, his crew member got his foot in the beam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go and I double bubble him. Right?
Right.
The clock starts, right?
No, because that's where the starter watches to see. The starter knows where the beams are. I deal with that all the time. The crew members up there, I'm trying to find the beam. Then they find the beam, and they put the foot in it. And they're waving them. And the guy driving the car is like waving his hands like, you're in the beans. I mean, I could. Probably could switch. And then it's going to go out.
You probably should. If it's 3 bubs, goddammit, drop it. Click that switch.
That's what I'm asking because that's my question.
Why do you need, why do you need somebody to line you up? You know where the starting line's at.
So that was my question because this happened to me before, but the crew member had his foot in the beam, but the car was up close to the beam. So when I saw the first bulb lit, I went on and bumped in both bulbs, and the crew member walked away from the car, and it went out. 3 bulbs will be a race, you know. So I was looking to get paid.
That's on the starter. I mean, but Avon, you got who lined you up?
Nobody.
Okay.
My man put me in my groove and he walked away.
All right. So why is this guy over here putting his foot, flapping his foot around in the light and all this bullshit and lining him up?
Yeah, I can't answer all that.
Okay, but I'm saying that's So as a starter, you're, I mean, as a starter, you really are going like, what the fuck? Move.
See, Avon got a street car. He can hook on that fucking, on the dirt road. He don't need nobody line him up.
Hey, look,
I got a question for you.
I feel people doing it just to be seen.
Hey, I got one question. If you can you switch the switch on before anybody put a bubble?
I can. Now,
yeah, you could, but it ain't gonna do nothing.
Hey, Avon, can you hear me, Avon?
Yeah.
You can't hear me? All right. But listen, this guy is telling you about the starter. There's no such thing as auto start. Auto start is the guy who's running the goddamn switch. If you tell him you want an auto start, when he lights you light three bulbs, and he lets the switch goes like he's telling you. The traps don't do nothing for that. It's all in the starter. You all follow what I'm saying? If the starter does it all, if the track official says, look, make it on auto start, all that is telling the guy who's operating the switch to hit the button when three lights are lit. It's nothing to do with the timing system. It's nothing to do with nothing but the guy holding the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. So
okay.
If Avon is running Jeff Rogers, and Jeff Rogers puts two bulbs on, Avon puts one bulb on, I can hold the switch until Avon gets in the beam.
Oh, shit.
Right.
I learned something.
The track guy,
then I flip it.
Yes. So it's all up to you no matter what. You know, the guy who's running the race might say, look, we want auto start. All he's doing is telling the guy with the switch to let the button go when three bulbs are lit. He might fuck up and not let it go right away. He might not let it go right away. He might have more than 7 seconds to get in. But you know, he might not go early. But it's all on the switch. God, ain't nothing to do with the track. Huh?
Is that Jeff Rogers?
Yeah, that's Jeff Rogers.
Jeff, I can hold the switch until you can put two bulbs on. He can have one on. I can hold the switch until he puts the bottom bulb on.
That's what I'm saying. So
he can burn you down.
Right. So what I'm saying is people are thinking that when you say, all right, the track for auto start, that means you hit a different switch at the tree, and that helps. The only switch is you.
Yeah.
You are the only switch.
Yes. Yes. They put the top bulb on, three bulbs on. I mean, I can hold a switch. They can put three bulbs on all they want to. I can wait for, say, your race to Brian Epps. I can hold, if you want Brian Epps goes in, you put two bulbs on, and you go into one, and Brian's up on the converter, I can wait for you to get in the beam, the fourth bulb, before I flip the switch.
Right. And
all right, so would y'all ask that question? Let me ask this question right here. Since it's no auto start by what Jeff just said, and it's all up to the starter. If you go to an outlaw track, just so happen, down south, and they don't have a starter, what is it? Is it auto start or is it no auto start? Since it's done by the tower.
That's up in the tower. That's up in the tower. The tower's probably going to do three bucks.
Let me ask you a question. All right. Let's say one put one light on, right? Can you switch that switch then? Now it's on auto start. No matter what happens,
no.
Three bulbs come out.
The timer don't start timing down until three bulbs are lit.
That's what I'm asking. Listen to what I'm asking. If I put one bulb on, you flip. Y'all going to let me ask the question?
Go ahead,
James. If you put one bulb on, three bulbs are lit.
Damn. Hey, look, whoever got the background, go on mute, y'all. Come on, too much background noise. Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
I'm saying if you put one bulb on and you flip that switch, now it's really on auto start. Because you waiting on the tree is not waiting on the people to pull it.
Joke. James, he done said it three times. No, it don't start until he hits the button.
Until, no,
exactly.
And you put one ball boomer, I can flip the switch.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen until he's three bulbs.
Right. That's what I'm asking. Now it's purely on auto start. That's what I was asking. So you can flip that switch with
normally,
one light on.
No. You normally switch it when it's two top bulbs are on. You flip the switch. And if one rolls through the beams, you double flip it. Whoever went through the beams, you hear a lot. See, I can double flip the switch and make somebody go red.
I understand that part.
All right, so you got top, you got one bulb on the left lane. One bulb in the left lane, right?
Mm-hmm.
I flip a switch. Then you go into your stage. Right? You got your second one on.
Mm-hmm.
Other one rolls through. I double flip it. You're done. But, no, but if you have one stage light on and I flip the switch, the other guy can do what he wants to do until there's three bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, respectfully, you just made a lot of people in the grudge game paranoid.
Trickery and deception.
You made the dumbest that didn't know no better, paranoid. You made it dumb and didn't know no better, but God damn, you've been raised for years, you know how the tree works. A little late in the game to learn how the tree works.
Hey, Jeff Rogers.
Good report, Jeff.
Jeff Rogers.
Yeah.
Some people don't even know how a fucking trans break works. Cliffy got there and let the button go and was still in neutral. So I can't agree with you on that.
He was checking
Hold on for a minute, y'all. Time out first before all the bullshit stuff is about to start now. I just want to thank
I'm good. I like the bullshit. I want to hear. I love to hear.
No, but I just want to say thank you for at least, you know, explaining some of these rules and guys didn't know. I learned a lot today, you know, so that's why I asked you to come on and explain, break up some of the theories, and everybody had their own opinions on it, but that's why I asked you. But I want to say thank you. I know you say you listen to it every week, so you know what's about to happen. You know what's about to happen once we turn them
loose. Yeah, I'm trying.
Marcus already started. Hey, Marcus, Thomas said he liked you out of everybody, so he ought to
do it. I mean, Tommy, my man.
Tommy, my man in the house, goddammit.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I come up on the starting line with me a couple times at BMC, but he never did.
Yeah, he probably didn't know you, but hey, Marcus, next time you go to BMP, go to the starting line and shake his hand. Real good guy, man. I met him this past
year. I'm definitely him, Chad Albert. We tried to go VMP. What was it, this weekend or was it last weekend? But Jermaine's scared ass got there and wouldn't lock us in. So, Mr. Tommy, I'm going to try to get to you before the year is out. If not, I'll definitely get to you next year, buddy.
Who wouldn't lock you in? See, murder?
Yeah,
see, man.
Hey, Marcus, he know everybody, Marcus. He know them all.
See, man, wouldn't lock us in. And we needed at least a two-day notice because we're coming from Maryland. You know what I mean? Both 5-hour ride for us. So we would have been him to lock us in on Thursday, but he wouldn't do it. So, you know what I mean? That's how that rolls.
So you going to run Team Murder with Bigfoot? Is that what I saw?
Hell no. He wouldn't step in the woods. He wouldn't step in the woods.
No, they locked
in. We tried to Red Rock to the Bullman and the Black
One. ODB and C Murder?
Yeah, they locked in.
Yes, sir. ODB and C Murder is next Saturday at MIR.
Yeah.
We're gonna knock the boots off his ass.
Can I
hire
me for the starter for that?
We're gonna get a hold of DR Kenny and I'm gonna put a bugger in there and I'm gonna tell him I'll let you down there.
Yeah, let me get a shot at Tommy, I got you.
Wow.
Yeah, so I appreciate you coming on, man. I appreciate you answering some questions. I'm about to turn these guys loose. They about to turn loose. I know they about to crank it up. So
yeah,
hey Albert.
Albert.
Yeah, go ahead, Tommy.
That cigar you had the other day, that thing stunk some kind of bad. I don't know what you're smoking, but that thing is killing me.
Hang him up, Joe. Hang him up. That guy.
Stunk some kind of bad.
Hold on, you guys. Let me open up a couple of these mics too, because I gotta open them up, because otherwise they won't be able to get in. I gotta open up this mic at 845-0695. Hold on 1 second. Let me just make sure I got everybody open, because otherwise they won't be able to get in.
All right, Tom. Appreciate you coming on, bud. Appreciate you coming on.
Anytime.
Yeah,
215-6904.
And I gotta open up this mic. 336-9816. At least I got you in, so then I go one at a time, so you guys, each one of y'all can get on right now. So 80.
Hold on, let me say something.
Go ahead and say. Huh?
Oh no, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
845. You can go ahead. I just want to make sure I had everybody in, so I didn't. Otherwise, I can't open you until after 8:30.
Just saying hi. That's it.
Okay.
All right, Cliff and Rob, what y'all had to say? I know y'all were saying.
Nah, I
want to
get on Antoine's ass. Antoine still on here?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
He's choking on the tail.
Any of them bad mouth crew motherfuckers, tell him get ODB up Cedar County off the trail at 9 o'clock for lock the whole 20 in the night. He said double the
pop. Man, shut your bitch ass up, man. Then you go.
Do you want one or not?
Go cuss a
fool out,
man. Go cuss a fool out, boy.
Do you want one, you boy?
Freckles, calm the fuck down, Freckles.
That's exactly why I wasn't even responding to him.
This bitch
wants to talk about running for 20. This motherfucker took down $100
bet, man.
Fuck him.
That's why every time I shave my nuts, I see a freckle on that bitch. I think of him. Fuck
him. Damn it, freckles. Fuck.
Get off my nuts, freckles. Get off my motherfucking nuts, motherfucker. Get off my motherfucking nuts. I'm going to shave the bitch tonight. There's another freckle on the bitch, on the left side, because you got them riding on the left
like
side
this.
Right now.
Miss you with the gay shit.
Every time you get on the bed, I'll do a freckle jump off your face. God damn it.
Yeah.
And then you bet that more than $20 fucking dollars.
Rob,
go get a PP loan, motherfucker, and then you can bet some more money.
I don't need no PPP loan. Y'all is my PPP loan, you broke bitches.
Yeah, okay.
Stink, y'all dumbass. 2 years in a row. I got to get fucked up the same, get gapped twice. At the same truck.
Hey, Fat Albert, what's the next race coming up, Fat Albert?
This
Saturday, Fat Albert, next race. I'll be at Custom Teams this Friday. This Saturday, I'm sorry. The next Saturday, I'll be at MIR. Yeah. Hey, this the season. This the ending race at MIR, ain't it? Deion Kennedy's
yep,
race.
Yep,
probably the last. Yeah, your season
yep,
finale,
last,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
The
last
season
finale.
Yes, sir. Fed Albert.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. Can you text that one person, ask him, does he want to tighten up more on that deposit for my third race on next Saturday?
You
want
to lock
in on Friday?
Can I put a name on it?
Put a name on it.
Put a name on it. OG Bob, you want to tighten up some more on that deposit?
Oh, shit.
Anything from 200 to 500, just all you got to do is say yes or no, and we good. That's it.
No, I want to reduce it.
I was going off on my race, but
don't know if he'll take it or not. Rob, you know, I don't know, Rob. He might take it. He's going to get a little shaky.
So you don't
want to
lock in for Friday?
Man, listen. Kiss my dry ass. How about that?
Be quiet, Friday. Let's go sit in the corner.
That's all I wanted to hear. Tell me I can't talk early. Thanks.
La 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 la. 410-0358. Your mic is open also.
Get off in the morning and go to sleep.
I got a lot of background noise.
I got a lot of background noise.
You know to get up, right?
I might be breathing hard thinking about cracking OG Bobby's ass.
That was 410.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I heard you and OG Bobby was talking about getting a lock in for the season finale.
I heard a rumor today, but I'm not sure whether it's true or not.
I know Bobby ain't coming all the way to Maryland just for one race.
Yeah, I know. I know that too. I don't think he knows that. I think he should come to Maryland for two races.
Hey, Bo, you're not coming on the fence? Just asking.
Come on, what?
Are you racing on the fence? I don't want to hear no other
people. Who's
asking?
The...
So you got to tell.
DMV,
do you want?
No.
Are you coming or not? Yes. All right. That's all I needed to hear.
To where? Freckles, what difference does it make to you? I'm not going to race you in my daily driver because you don't have one.
I do have one. Hey.
Okay, never mind. Go sit back in the corner. I got a box of crayons for you.
All right, thanks. Mail them to me.
You're welcome. Be quiet. You on mute. He got quiet all of a sudden. There's that crazy ass Jim Rogers. Let's turn this shit on to Jim Rogers.
Hey, Joe Gray. Where's Joe Gray at? I heard Joe Gray got a street car now. Goddamn it, Blue Magic street car. What he want to do? But Joe, what you want to do with that vet? That pretty vet
shit.
You got?
I knew it.
I know you ain't
my vet got
car,
air conditioned everything. It's got everything in it.
Hey,
all
listen,
pumping.
Listen, I got a heat pump in the motherfucker and a cigarette lighter working Blue Magic. What the fuck?
Nah,
you
that
do?
Ain't no street
get
car.
Down.
That's a totally different car
get,
there.
Get,
you know, that's totally different.
That's a street car. Hey, so you saying Red Rock? Did you saying Red
I'll
Rock?
I say Red Rock. I ain't running no stuff like that. That ain't no street car. That's just like y'all saying
before
the
street.
That is not a street car.
Hey,
hold on, listen.
We'll leave the track, follow you on the 301, take it, go get some ice cream, and come back and get up on your ass.
I would say so too. That ain't nothing to drive. That ain't nothing to drive. I'm just a regular street car.
Oh, okay.
I'm gas
right.
Everything.
All right, all
everywhere.
Right. Hey, hold on though. But listen, since you won't run the Blue Magic, what you want to do with Baby J with Pebbles? Now that's a good race for you.
I'm going to have to wait until next year for that
you
one.
You want Pebbles?
No, I got to wait till next year. Right now, I got the car. I really ain't getting to mess around with it, really.
Hey, that's the best time for us to jump on you.
No, you ain't going to jump on me like that. I'm just now, like I said, I'm not going to lie. And I'm going to drive it. You know, anybody can put somebody else in the car. I want to drive it myself and have fun. So I want to make sure, you know, I ain't going to lie.
Hold on, watch this.
Yo, did you catch what Marcus said? Marcus said, that's the best time to jump on you.
I heard that.
That was smooth.
How about this? I think this is more than fair. Yo, you come up there with that pretty ass vet, and we'll let Rod Weber drive motherfucker Blue Mat. Now, what you want to do?
That's not
what
a street car, man. That's not considered a street car. Don't even go there with that.
Hey, will you drive Blue Magic?
Wait. Hold on.
We got wheel tubs in it.
I was over there. I looked at it. Trust me.
It do not have wheel tubs, Joe.
It does not have wheel tubs.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'll drive it. I've never driven it before, but I'm, you know.
You
so I can sit in it.
Hey, I'll tell you what I do. Hold on,
hey,
boy. I'll tell you what I do with the vet. We're going to get on 95, and we're going to go from one exit to the other exit. That's how we're going to run it.
Oh, well, listen, this ain't no worldwide cruise.
Wait, I can't street race, Joe. I got a CDL.
I got
a CDL. I can't
street
race, bro.
I'm trying to fuck up
my livelihood. I love you, Joe, but I race you anywhere. I can't race you on the street because of my CDL, bro.
That's what I got, too.
Well, you getting ready to retire. I'm still a young man. I gotta make a living, Joe.
Hey, let Marcus go
behind
the wheel. Go for parole 60 on up if you want.
You know,
Marcus,
I'm gonna say this.
You slick though, Joe. You find your way out of anything.
That's a street car, man.
Hey,
y'all know I got air conditioning every day. I got radio. Old street speakers
Joe.
In it, everything. You name it, it's in it.
I mean,
I got air
conditioning. Is it a Grand Sport or what is it? What's the model on it?
Can you hear me?
I think
it's
a picture.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Is it a Grand Sport, Joe, or is it LT1 or whatever the hell?
Man,
it is.
Shut up, Rob. Nobody want to hear you. God damn it.
Anybody want to hear you either.
Hey, Joe, is it a stick?
The VO6?
Okay.
Is it?
All
right. Is it a stick? You don't know the difference, Avon. It ain't a G-body. So
it's automatic. It's automatic.
I do know the difference.
You know what
bro.
I think would be cool?
Listen, I'm trying to be quiet. Don't start on me or I'll tell you a little secret.
Don't you start on me? You start. I will tell you a secret.
Don't start on me. I'll tell you a little secret.
Tell me a secret. Rob, shut up. Listen to me.
Y'all being quiet.
Ava, I'm going to tell it.
Avon,
I got it on video. If you want, it was goddamn live. They was live on it.
It was not live.
Oh.
If A-Ball so happened to come to the beach this Saturday, will
Will Dale President run him off the trailer?
No.
Will run him?
No, I didn't say no. Man, shut the...
Well,
I'm speaking to Avon. I'm speaking to Avon himself, and I asked him, will their president run Avon off the trailer this Saturday at the beach if we can make it?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. All right, well, that's fair enough. I just asked.
Hey, Antoine, I just got a text from Zeus. He said he will lock you in for Friday night at FIFA, and y'all can lock in that bag. I'm just reading the text.
Man, tell him he can suck the left part of my testicle. Fuck him.
His mic is open.
Oh, Lord.
Zeus, your mic is open.
Hey, Zeus. I don't give a fuck
Zeus,
if your mic open or not. He said for that 20, man, fuck him.
I heard you, but you lost the money. Don't you want your money back?
Man, listen. I give money away to you like I give away to the damn kids. You ain't nobody but a kid to me. Lock in 5 and 15, and the clings at 9 o'clock.
Give me some more then. Nah, we ain't running for those little ass money.
Little ass coins, but you called out 3 ducks that's only gonna race you for $500. You race bucks for $500, but you can't race me for $500.
Now,
come on, now make it make sense.
That's a good question.
Hold. You on the back line? Chill out. Because he comes on these motherfucking shows talking about locking 105, 2 on 10, and this week bitch went to fucking Galat and ran a motherfucker for $500, but come on this motherfucking show capping. I'm tired of hearing this dumbass shit. Lock in for 20, motherfucker, you only had 2,000 to fucking buy, and that came from your fucking nephew.
You
want to
do it for the 20 or not? You want to do it or not?
It's because they're not bad.
God damn.
You want to do it or not?
We went both in the lane, and he said, do you want to run for 500? We said yes. It was that simple. It don't matter how much you ran for. You want to lock it for 20.
Hold up.
Listen.
Hold up.
Oh,
the point
you
on the
back
line. You're the time.
What's the problem with locking it for 20? That's half of 40.
Oh, it ain't never another fucking problem. But my point to you is this. When I offered you to double the pot, y'all said no 3 different fucking times. So fuck that
Stop
shit.
Stop talking about the past. Let's talk about right now. Let's talk about right now. You keep talking about that old
shit.
Listen.
You've been doing that backline bullshit, all that funny shit, trying to get
on,
fuck
man.
The beach. Fuck the beach. Fuck November 5th. I said on the show.
Friday
night, 5:15, we locking in the same pot that where we were started at. It's such a simple yes or no.
You
want to shut your gray beard ass up and go on somewhere. Do you want to lock it in or no?
Hey, what you
talking
about? Get it up there.
Get it up there. I'm gonna watch this. Fat Albert. What was the original lock-in for the last pot? What was the original lock-in?
It don't fucking matter. Get it up.
Hold up. Okay, cool. And it went to whatever it went to. So my point is this. I'm a smart-ass bitch. We going to fuck up. What the fuck is your fucking problem? Listen to me, dog. Your own fucking nephew's not talking about your own fucking program. So what I'm here to tell you is this. Let's lock in for the same number. We can start right there. 5:50, you got me Friday night.
All right, this is what I want you to do.
You want to
see me Friday or not? Yes or no?
Fat Albert, what color is the sky tonight?
Okay, that's what I thought. You just running your fucking mouth. You can't beat me.
I got a question.
And if Marcus,
hey, I got Marcus.
Put
Tommy back on here.
Nah.
Hey, who speak for Blue
Magic?
Where's
Tommy at?
Like I said,
who speak for Blue Magic?
Let them leave them alone.
Who's looking
for
Blue Magic?
I've been saying leave them bitches alone. They don't want to do
nothing.
I'm
asking you who speak for.
It don't matter.
Avon wants to know.
What's the question?
Do y'all run that car on the street?
No.
Run a street car on the track?
Yes. No.
Fucking weak mouth cook.
Okay.
All around the world, la.
The man asked me, will you run his street car? Cut it out, y'all. Y'all mean to tell me y'all ain't want to run?
I said, what street car? I just said, what street car?
I'm going to run.
I got a Mustang. A Mustang.
All around the world, man. Stop going all the way. Stop going all the way around the world, man. Goddamn it.
What car?
Say what car? We ain't going through that bullshit.
I said it's my Mustang.
What Mustang? We don't know the car. Why would we?
You did. You seen it?
You got a Mustang.
The green one.
Hold on.
The green one.
Why would we run? Why would we run? You got with a Mustang when you got a motherfucking Regal. You got a Regal also.
I know, Grandma.
I got more than one Regal.
Oh, you got
more than one.
What it means is, goddammit, if you gonna run if you wanna run streetcar, run streetcar to streetcar. That's what it means.
All right, but y'all bang.
This is what I tell you. Hold on. This is what I tell you. We'll run you head the fuck up next year with Blue Magic versus Grandma.
Listen, you talking about next year? No.
Listen,
you talking about next year?
I said the same shit Joe Gray just said.
No, I said.
Well,
man,
I told you no. How about that?
I ain't ever tried the nitrous, so I don't know how. I gotta see how it works.
Can I ask you a question? How do y'all classify your car as street car?
Answer that, Avon.
That car ain't no goddamn
street car.
No,
it's a full blown street car.
Who?
Blue Magic.
I'm not gonna speak on that car, but it what? I'm gonna leave it alone. Y'all want to leave this conversation alone? Leave it alone.
You'll run off on gas.
Well, leave it alone.
Mine is a street truck, but it's packed in it.
I tell you what. Hold on, Rob. Watch this. Hey, Vaughn, you want to run Blue Magic?
I ain't thinking about Blue Magic. I asked you.
No. Because you start to piss me off.
You
when
about
I get
it.
Pissed off, I do.
I said, what,
you wanna run
Blue Magic? I said I got a Mustang that want to run Blue Magic.
Yes or no?
I got a Mustang that want to run Blue Magic.
Be nice. Hey, I got a Mustang that
want to
run your Mustang now. What's up?
All right. Let's get it.
All right. We'll be at motherfucking
MIR
the
12th. I ain't talking about the 12th. I'm talking about the
5th. Oh. We won't be there.
Got it.
We won't be there, sir.
Okay. I told you, if I could, I'll let you know, and then we can lock something in with the 12th. But as of right now, I don't know if I'm going to make it yet.
You got to let me know tonight. That way I can make my change.
Well,
that's why you got to let me know.
Nah, I ain't.
Nah,
you can change all the fuck you want. If you need a change, you go change. That's on you. But you heard what I just said.
No.
I said,
I'm not saying nothing.
You're
going to make it worth my while.
I ain't saying nothing because work comes first.
No, all right.
My job comes before all that. So you can say whatever you want.
Hold on, put up. I tell you what, put up $500.
I ain't putting nothing up. You heard what I said. I said what I said. Work comes first.
God damn it. You make me get greasy on your motherfucking ass, God damn it. I get turning some
liquor,
God damn it.
You ain't
going to
do a goddamn thing.
You know what time
you
is.
You ain't going to do nothing. Look, all you got to do is go down there and listen. Pull it in the garage and change what you got to change and just be ready. How about that?
Ask Jason Gray.
Hey, listen. Go down there. Just go ahead and change it. Go ahead and change it, and then you'll be ready.
Change.
That's
you'll
all.
Change.
Go ahead. Switch it up. Go ahead. A day.
You're not going to run me. You're not going to run us there.
Ain't no such thing. You ain't never seen me say no.
That'd be the last place we find Avon if we did that on 12. I think Avon duck a wreck if he needed to.
You ain't never seen me duck nothing, Rob. You shaky as I don't know what. You keep, let's do it again. Let's do it up here. Let's do it. Man, come on, man.
I fucked you up 3 times. What the hell I need to fuck you up again
for,
Avon?
We two for two.
All right, then bring Try Me on the 12th and I'll fuck him up. Bring Try Me and give me the kick and clear, and I'll fuck
heads
you
up
on the 12th for
heads
sure.
Heads up.
Fuck
heads
you.
Up.
No way.
All right, then.
That's
fuck you. Fuck you. How about that?
I wouldn't like it.
ugly motherfucker. You still
well,
ugly.
Well, I tell you what, I'll take the kick and clear that your partner gave me the other week that I couldn't get from North versus South.
Hmm. Didn't I just tell you I don't know if I'm going to be there?
God damn it, let me know as soon as you do, God damn it.
And don't go there because you didn't want to race neither. Shaky motherfucker.
You didn't want to race.
You didn't want to.
Okay. I can't.
When I ask you.
When?
What'd you say?
When?
Down North versus South. On Friday.
I can't tell you. On Friday?
No, you said, yeah, we talked Friday, and you was like, no, I ain't messing with you down here. I ain't going to mess with you down here.
I don't recall me
That's
saying
exactly
that.
What you said.
I had four, man. I had four races.
You were sitting right
four,
there.
Had,
you were sitting
four,
right there stalking sea murder.
Listen.
You
no,
were
listen,
stalking sea murder, and you got up laughing. Hear me out.
I'm not saying that I didn't say it. I'm saying I'm not recalling. I could have said I wasn't recalling. Wouldn't want to fuck with you right then. I had four races. But I told y'all on this show, so I'm going to hold y'all to what y'all said. As soon as I get done my races, I'm coming to y'all. And I sent the APB out for the whole crew for try me. And I want that same race that you
no,
was
you
offered
didn't.
That was offered
you
on the show.
You're a goddamn liar.
Marcus.
What
did
I offer you?
Marcus. Rob,
no,
tell
what
me.
You buried for? I didn't offer you anything.
What was that?
What
it
you
was
buried for?
On this
we're
show.
On the phone
it
looking
was,
for races.
It was said on this fucking show. You can go back and listen to it. What was offered to me?
Between 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock,
and
we were looking for races.
I told y'all, and Fat, I'm telling
you. Hold
on.
No, Rob. Did you hear what he said? He said I offered him a race.
No, no. You didn't hear what I said.
No, I didn't offer you anything.
You're not hearing me. Your man's offered me a race. And I said on this show, once I get done with that fourth race, I'm
who is this
looking
man?
For
why did you like it?
Freddie offered it. Who didn't want it? I can't
so why didn't you lock it? So why didn't you lock it,
y'all.
Man?
Y'all put the fucking cars
man, come
up.
Come man.
You can ask, all right,
if the car was up, that means
Robbie,
it was done.
It wasn't done. I came looking for y'all before I even ran
listen,
Michael Lee.
Listen, let me tell
Michael
you something. Let me tell you something, young gun. Hey, calm down. Let me tell you something. When I go to work and I put my boots on, when I take my boots off from work and I'm done, I'm done.
Rabbit,
so when that
car
go in the box, it ain't coming back out.
Listen, that was about, let me see, I ran OG Bobby at 7. So about 7:30, I came looking for you.
You ain't come looking
sorry.
For me.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't hard.
You
know where
that,
I was at.
That turbo car, that turbo Chevelle I ran, he pulled that motherfucker off the trailer and got fucked up.
What you need?
Rob, nobody cares. Why do you keep talking about that?
He's lying.
I'm just saying, people pull shit off trailers all the time.
I'm not. When I'm done, I'm done. You ain't never seen me pull my car back out once I put it up.
Got it? You got it? All right.
Catch one.
Yo.
Didn't Rob pull his car off the trailer when he was already scrapped down?
Hell
yes,
yeah.
Sir. Got fucked
now,
up.
You know what I'm doing. Ready to go to somebody's town.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks are
when?
I think that's
when?
Del Mar.
Avon was scared of.
Del Mar.
Del Mar what?
That's what Avon was scared of.
He did it. He pulled
it right
off the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did
right.
it. Wait. He did.
Y'all can say whatever y'all want. Apparently, let's say anything. Y'all ain't locked no money in.
We're hitting for $1,500.
Hit who for $1,500?
Fuck, he pulled a motherfucker off the trailer and we hit him for $15.
That's Buck. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's Buck.
Oh.
What that got to do with me? Fuck his own name. Mm-hmm.
How y'all done
tonight? It's okay.
Fuck asking what good. I thought. I said, once my car off,
okay.
I ain't pulling it off. And he'll tell you
still
that. Right. I told him don't pull it off. I said, I ain't pulling my car off for nobody. Once
we're
I'm
good.
Done, I'm done.
Oh, I'll make sure my phone on mute. I don't want them here on.
Just go ahead and do what you got to do to the car, man. swap all that shit around like you normally do, because you're going to need it. I'm going on mute.
Well,
you ain't going on mute, Avon. I'm pulling you right off
mute
so fast.
Sammy got a street car, too. If Blue Magic wants something.
See, I told you I could pull him off mute.
Yeah.
Marcus, I'm sick
Who's
of you.
Sammy?
Well, I thought we was going to get a rematch of... Well, no, let me go back on mute. I ain't going to stir that pot back up.
Turn the heat down, Fat Albert. Turn the heat down.
Yeah, Albert trying to start some shit.
Fat Albert.
I
want
to hear what you got to say.
Always do.
It is my job.
Turn
it
down.
It's my job. Just hear
Tory.
Hey, listen.
Tory.
It is my job.
I can drop one meme right now. Fat Albert be speed dialing the motherfucker in a heartbeat. I can drop one meme.
Turn the guy
down.
Hey,
Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo. Yeah, I'm... Yes, sir.
I bet you.
Yes,
I can.
Sir.
I bet you $100 he won't block anybody at that track for 1-on-5 or better this weekend. $100.
You will bet me $100 that Zeus will not do what?
Lock in anybody at Custom Tees for 1-on-5 or better.
This are coming up for this weekend. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Hey Juan, where you at? Y'all lock in somebody for 1-on-5 so I can get this $100.
I'm gonna take that $100 that you get that you set the record board. I'm gonna make it $200 to you. Yeah.
I hate to throw salt in the wounds, Roy, but it would have just. I would rather you cut my right arm off than me have to pay Wickerbird $1,000. I ain't gonna lie. You're a better man.
Hey,
than
Fat
me.
Albert.
No, it wasn't $1,000. That $1,000 was from Maryland. So when they went down to Piedmont, it was just $100.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I can pay him $100.
Thank you for making my making my Cash App ring. I appreciate it.
I wanted to hit a secret. I love secrets. I just love secrets.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
Fat Albert. Richmond. No, I'm gonna say that to you, Richmond. Now, Richmond.
I got a text. You know I got a text. You know what that means. Oh, and it's from the person you just said. Oh, Antoine, you might owe me $100.
Hey,
Antoine, did you say Laburnum Avenue?
What's up? What you need this?
Roy must have missed up.
Wait
a minute, Antoine. I got to read this text. I just got it from Zeus. He told me to take that bet. Uh-oh, Antoine. He said, take that. Uh-oh. You want to give me that $100, Antoine?
Hey, DP man, I got to verify everything. I just did. And matter of fact, he got to get it on video.
He
wants the whole pot out. Now, that's how much I don't trust Zeus.
One on five that he won't lock anybody in.
Hey.
But Andrew, suppose somebody don't want to lock him in. That's not his fault, though, is it?
Hey, that ain't my problem. But I bet my point to you is this. He keeps coming on here telling me lock in 1-on-5. He's not going to get 1-on-5 at that track. Mark my words.
Who
said that?
Antoine?
I'm just asking questions. It seems like he don't like Cecil.
Who said that? That driver?
That's it.
That sound like
driver. Yeah, just ask.
Oh, ew, track says, and every time I've ever went there, they gave us bullshit ass prep.
Actually, this is what I'll say. Cecil Friday night was fucking prep pretty goddamn good for Pinto Gold. I'll say that, Cecil.
That's every time I've been there. That's why I said, fuck it. And the track staff gets real nasty, like I said earlier, getting nasty with the grudge racers. Even people that hot lap in the cars just get nasty. People was trying to pay extra money to put prep down, and they wasn't doing it. If you had 3 or 4 racers giving you $300 to $400 to put extra prep, then you failing to do it. That's what the fuck it is.
Well, this is what I'll say. Friday night, and I'm going to speak on Friday night because I haven't been up there in 10 years. Friday night, last pair down the track, Blue Magic and Pebbles. And they actually went out there, prepped it, put some heat on that track, set it on fire, and let us go down through there. They actually went over and above last Friday. I'll say that.
Good report.
Hey, hold up. You said let us. So, Rob, you was driving the car?
No, I wasn't driving the car.
I'm back on mute. I'm just
no.
I'm just thinking.
Well, Avon, so look, this is what I did. I parked at the truck stop. I sat out there on the curb. I was looking for a dollar for a sandwich. I couldn't find you, so I said, fuck it, and I got an Uber ride to the racetrack. It popped me a ride to my truck. It's a fact.
Don't make me send that. Don't make me put that picture up, Rob. Don't make me do it.
I know. You got the fucking picture. You got all the videos and pictures and shit. So there you go, motherfucker. Get $25 for that one. Motherfucker, you. Fucking Avon. You know what, Avon? I don't know why I like you. I do not know why I like you, Avon.
Hey, Fat Albert, I'm going to send you the picture. Yeah. I'm going to give you a free picture, Fat Albert.
Okay. Fat Albert, and I'm telling you, he pulled up to the truck stop and said, oh, my God, Rob's in a bad way. And he went up and he said, hey, Rob. And the guy said, you got $3 for a sandwich?
What, no picture better than the one I posted Fat Albert when he ran out of gas in North versus O.
Yeah, you almost caused a fight with that one, though.
Oh,
yeah, you got me put in Facebook jail for 24 hours.
Hey, I've been Facebook jail for 30 days. What you talking about?
I just came out an hour ago.
and that's on all three of my pages.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Antoine,
I literally just come out
Antoine,
an hour ago and went straight
Antoine
to Antoine
got
to do
community service after he get out of Facebook jail.
Hey, man. I'm going up for parole.
Hey, Joe Gray. Hey, is the Gillespie guys on here? Drew Gillespie on here, 10-5, Drew?
Damn, Avon, you crazy.
Anybody know if 10-5 Drew on here?
No, we just got the regular group. We ain't got 10-5 group. We got the regular group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
Yeah, Jason and 10-5 Drew not on here.
Mm-mm. What, you want to run Blue Magic?
They really don't get on the show too much.
You want to run Blue Magic versus 10-5 Drew? Marcus?
Marcus.
Oh, I was wondering. I thought you might want to run it.
Hell no, but we like to see Blue Magic in your Corvette.
We love
that's not a fair race. Race. Y'all know that ain't nowhere near fair race.
What is a fair race then, Joe? Tell us what a fair race is. With Blue Magic in your Corvette.
No. I don't have nothing like that. I got the little stock block. The stock heads, everything's still on it. Everything's on it. And air condition, everything's
on. Blue Magic, same way. Stop, block, stop, hit, everything's still on it.
Man, go with that, don't jump.
Oh, man, I'm serious, man. But look, I was looking to see if Drew 10-5 was coming to MIR next weekend. I think having ODB be a good heads-up race.
Yeah. I think so, too.
What do you think, Antoine?
Let's get jiggy with it.
Mm-hmm.
No. He offered me to clear.
Oh, that's even better.
He offered me to clear on Postside Joe's show. Yes, sir.
So can
I know weed is legal, but know the drug.
Yeah, he offered me to head up clear on Postside Joe's show. He said, I got it.
It'd be nice if somebody could send him a text message telling Bama crew looking for him.
Hey, Joe Gray, send him a text message over. God dog it. Tell him we want to lock it.
He going to say y'all on drugs.
How am I on drugs? That's what he said on the Pro Stock Drug Show.
We just trying to give a man what they. We just trying to give somebody what they say they want.
I'm glad you said that too.
Mhm. That's all.
I said let's see.
And Joe, send the right text message.
No, I sent it.
Hey, send me a copy of the text message. Come on, we want to lock it.
Half a car.
Yeah, his Malibu versus ODB.
Okay.
He is up. Well, no. He offered
head up clear. He offered a head up clear.
Come on, man. Yeah, I'll be shaming you.
I mean, shit. Why am I being ashamed myself? He offered it. If he offered it, I want it.
Well,
I ain't even trying to
really
go at the man because I didn't know if he was back. I didn't know if he was back out or, you know, I mean, whatever happened with the car.
Are you still gonna give me the heads up, clear?
Well, oh, your car? Yeah, you
but
got
like
it. You got the head up clear
race?
For ODB.
You got the
head up clear,
race?
Joe. Now what you want to do?
Same race,
Joe.
Same
you,
race,
Joe. You got the Joe. You got
same
the head
race?
Up clear.
Yes or no.
Joe,
yes or no. Same.
You got the head up clear. Joe,
all right, motor,
you got
motor,
the head up clear.
Same race.
Joe, you got the head up clear.
Did you hear what I said? That same race that we was doing.
Joe, I hear what you say, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. You got the head up clear.
See, you don't want to do the same race. Fair race.
There ain't no fair
Antoine.
Race. Yeah.
Everybody's saying if he offered it on Pro Stock Joe Show, why didn't you lock it in?
No, because of the fact of the matter is he wrecked. So who
he's
is
not
ever,
allowed to
he
call.
Wrecked.
He wasn't allowed to
he
call.
He wrecked. So I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm,
he
not,
wasn't
I'm,
allowed
not,
to
I'm
call.
Not allowed to talk. Man, so go ahead with that bullshit. He wrecked. When we were going to go ahead and lock it in, I think he wrecked or something like that, and the car's been down.
Oh, Marcus.
Go ahead.
You want to talk about Marcus, huh?
Go ahead, Joe. Try your bullshit.
Hey, Antoine, don't snap on me, but it said O.D. Slow got the back tire Friday for 10, locked in 2,500 tonight.
Tell him, you know what, I'm gonna keep it PG. I'm gonna keep it PG because I was really about to tell his ass something. I really was about to tell him something that may have set him in a damn uproar. I was gonna make him leave Philly, come down Maryland night, but I'm gonna let him live. Tell him get a garlic clove looking ass to fuck on somewhere.
You don't want that. You don't want that. Stop talking dust. Keep it racing.
Man, I'm not worried about that.
You don't want.
Stop
that
sending
problem.
Dumbass text messages. Ain't worried about them either.
All right, keep it racing. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
All right, then stop sending dumbass text messages. You got the phone open.
What you mean, dumbass? I'm talking racing. I ain't talking nothing personal.
Man,
racing.
Listen,
you
don't send no dumbass motherfucking
right,
shit. Five on fifteen hundred better. Five on 1,500 better. I ain't shutting shit up. Hey, listen, make me shut the fuck up. Now do that. Make me shut the fuck up.
All right, that's what
I'm saying. Now do that. Now sit your damn your chinchilla looking ass the fuck down some goddamn where. Fuck you think this shit is? I talk the same shit at the track, the same shit on Facebook, the same shit to anybody in the intervenes. I don't give a fuck.
Hey Joe.
The report.
Joe Gray.
That's a lie.
Joe
ain't
Gray.
A lie. That's real.
Hey, everybody look. Can they hear me?
What?
Fat Albert.
Come on, Avon.
Hey.
Fuck you, Avon.
I posted a picture,
fuck
y'all,
you,
if everybody wants to see it. Yo, y'all can't tell me this, Avon, y'all.
Fuck, Avon.
You trying to get me back in Facebook, you know, I ain't even been out an hour.
Damn. Rob, you in Facebook jail already?
No, I'm getting ready to be fucking with Avon.
Hey, Marcus, you got to see this guy, though. Hey, I really felt sorry for him, too. I really felt sorry for the guy. I wanted to go give him money and everything. I say,
hey,
Rob.
He was, hey.
I say,
he
Rob,
like
you
that.
Okay?
Tell the whole story,
yo.
Avon.
Yo, I was going to the fucking McDonald's by the truck stop.
And I look, I said, damn, that look like fucking Rob's. I said, shit, let me hurry up and go back. So I went back around. I said, yo, Rob. And the guy looked at me, said, what's up? I said, you okay? Right? So, you know, now I'm getting closer to him. I said, this motherfucker ain't Rob. So I said, hey, man, what you need? You good? So he's like, man, let me get $3. Get me a sale. I said, here's 10. Get him a whole meal. Right?
Yeah.
So I took the pictures and pulled off. I said, God damn, I called Rob and beat him. He said, man, I just saw your twin.
God damn.
He thought I was fucked up, broke down at the truck stop.
I did. I said, Rob,
hey,
where you at?
Rob, Rob set you up like that.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
Hey, look,
but this motherfucker,
Rob,
he could be my brother.
I saw the picture, Rob. I'm sorry.
I know, right? It does. It could have been me. I was like, holy shit, Avon. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Rob, we have a lot of twins here lately, Rob.
I know, man. What the fuck's up with that?
Oh, I don't know.
They worried about me, though, Marcus. They worried about me. The grudge community is worried about me. But they keep calling me up and asking me, why you been so quiet? Why you been so quiet?
Joe Greg, you ain't getting no response yet?
They worried about me, Marcus.
You think they worried about you for your safe haven, or you think they just wondering what the hell you got up your sleeve?
I don't know.
They declined.
I just wish Avon send me another. Hey, Avon, I'll take a $20 cash.
They declined. Oh, what did you tell them to decline?
No, I told them. I said you said you wanted to. You want
send me the text thread. I don't believe it, Joe. I don't believe it. Send me the text.
Hold on. Let me let him come right. Let me try to make the phone. I can't do three way on this here.
What you tell him, Joe? What'd you tell him, Joe? Joe, what you tell him?
He's listening to it. Jason's listening to it right now.
Hold on.
I'm gonna try to hold both phones together, okay? I'm gonna call you from my regular phone. Hold on.
I just don't understand why. How can they decline? How can they decline for a slow ass?
Because I'll let him tell it
to you. Hold on.
I
know, fucking buckwheat beaters. I mean, what the fuck? How bad can it be?
They thinking I didn't tell you. I want you to say, I'm going to hold both phones together. Tell them what you said. I got the phone there. You can tell them.
Yo, that's when you had that 350 block when I say you had to clear.
We still got the 350 block.
You had to clear.
We still got the 350 block.
So you got to stop block motor there.
Huh?
You got to stop block motor there.
Got stop block motor?
Okay, I'll run your head up. How much you want to run for?
You said
I'm
going to
give you the clear, like you said. How much y'all want to run for?
I don't know. Shit. It don't matter. How much you want to run for, Antoine?
Okay, 200,000, whatever.
That's the gas, right?
What's
that? Going to come gas to gas.
Yeah, we're on gas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to
come gas,
yeah,
too.
What that mean? Ah,
man.
I'm going to
get off y'all. Like, that's
hey.
The next one, right?
Hey, listen, huh? We'll accept your rear route. That's cool. We'll
accept
your rear route. That's fine.
Oh, he said he'll give it to you. He said
going to
give it to you.
No, he didn't. You said he said he wasn't going to give it to you a while ago.
No, you didn't hear him? That's what he said. He said he'll give it to you.
I heard he said he wasn't giving it.
Tell you what, can anybody call Jason? Can anybody call Jason? Let him get on. That's on the line.
I'm about to call him right now.
Okay, Jason, they're gonna call you right.
Ain't no need calling him because he talking some other shit. He talking some other shit.
What?
Now.
You just heard what he said. I had to say nothing. He thought I was lying.
He talking about he gonna bring something on again. Yes. Come on, man.
No, he's talking about the
Malibu.
He's talking about
the car. He got the
Malibu.
Oh.
There goes Jason right there.
Yo.
The Malibu is a motor car.
It's a small bot motor. A small bot motor. A small bot nine. Oh, Avon, you nasty.
That was a long time ago when I see you had to clear, man.
How long ago was it?
He was racing anybody with that stock block motor.
So you wanted to run somebody with that had a stock block motor.
You got
a goddamn mount motor.
Ain't no mountain motor.
You got a mount motor, though.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Jason. I'm going to leave it alone.
Yo, I get ODB to clear with that green Mustang I drive.
Negative. I need three things.
Antoine, I ain't seen that green Mustang.
Yeah, I've seen it. I definitely seen it. He was about to run over
that green Mustang, Marcus.
Now make it make sense.
At
fucking
yeah, the
road.
One we paid the deposit
with
water.
He said,
hey,
"I
don't
want to because of that."
Deposit,
you know about that situation? Yeah, you know. Yeah. Hell, fucking no! You ain't put me in that trick, mate.
Has that car been out, Antoine?
Yes, and I'm telling you right now, I need all three, and I don't ask for all three, but I need all three with that.
That motherfucker fast like that?
Man, I need all three.
Good God almighty.
And Jason, no, I'm not lying. He tried.
Hold on. So you're talking about, I thought you were talking about Avon with the green Mustang.
No, Jason.
Nah.
He's slipping.
Oh, no.
Avon, hey Jason, you good. You real good. I tell you what, get swizzled there. Let's get it on.
I'll talk to you later, man.
Swizzle owes me a heads up, Reese.
Let's get Swizzle, OG Bobby, and Cliff.
Swizzle owes me a heads up, Reese.
Antoine,
that's
your Meyer, Antoine.
You got to tell me, man. I got to. He just need to go get his car to the chassis shop and go do some grudge racing. That's all he needs.
That's your Meyer.
Yeah, man, it's all good.
Who needs a chassis shop?
Yeah.
Sammy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's the end of your race. Is that the end of your race after the 12th? Y'all going anywhere after that?
Oh, I'm done with ODB after this weekend. Yeah, I'm done with that. Yeah.
You're done with race after
literally, I'm leaving. I am. Shit, I'm leaving MIR. I'm going driving straight to Florida. Back on vacation.
Okay.
I just got a text, Antoine. It said, keep your ass down at this time.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I'm saying to him anyway, Pat, I'm pretending like it ain't nothing new.
Me and Marcus tell him every day, don't we, Antoine?
Y'all tell him every damn day. They tell the same shit.
I said, bitch, what the fuck you think, you Rick Ross?
Damn. So who going to Florida?
That's a good question, that, Robbie.
It is a good question.
Well, I know the Bamo crew going to be in Florida.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Yeah, we're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Yeah, I know you guys are going to be there. I think. No, Antoine ain't coming.
Hell to the no. Then again, I don't know. I like Florida, so you just never know with me.
Hey, Antoine, they'll start calling you a Florida boy.
Zeus trying to make
you going
trying to race sell some oranges.
You said what? What you said, Joe?
I said Zeus trying to race you so he can make you sell some oranges.
Yeah, I hear
that. Hey, Joe.
Huh?
You see that post I tagged you in? You see that thing I tagged you in?
All right.
Bobby, look. Wait a minute, let me see. Oh, shit. You tag me in the
post. So when are you going to clear your schedule, Avon?
Well, for the 12th?
Oh, man. Wow. Hey,
is that Rob?
It does look like me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Man, look, Joe, I ain't going to lie, Joe. When he sent me that picture, I looked at that bitch twice, and I thought, where in the hell have I sat on a stoop like that?
Because
where I've been.
Hey, look at, I'm like, oh, man.
And then I looked, and he's got a tattoo on his wrist, though. Look,
said,
the man got a tattoo on his wrist, and I ain't got no tattoos on my wrist.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
I know.
Rob, that man really look like you, that, Rob.
Man, look. Go look at Avon's face.
I posted
look on Facebook. Look on Avon. Man, look.
Man,
it made me look twice. Man, just, damn.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, I'm glad we got something accomplished tonight. We got a lot of answers, questions answered. I said that shit backwards.
Yeah, that was good you brought him on, Roy. That was good stuff.
Yeah,
I know him came off.
I'm a real good guy. Like I said, when y'all
meet
him, he's a real good guy. Real good guy.
$50 is his number. But I always thought they could flip the switch after, like, if the left lane two bulbs, I always thought they could flip the switch and it'd be on.
He
I don't know it requires a
to the starter. No,
yeah,
the
right.
Starter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So I know the dude at MIR. Many a time.
That dude that's at MIR, that dude that be at MIR sometimes he at Colonial Beach, the black guy to be up there, he tricks
right.
me out. That motherfucker being like a 3-point stance, sitting there ready for that third ball.
Oh, you talking about, the brunette girl down there at MIR, she walking around like she fucking talking, and, man, she watching, though. Man, she's hard to read.
Yeah, that's why I know you're talking about. You're talking about,
what's his name?
I think his name Byron. His name Byron or something. Like
Byron,
that.
That's exactly
that, yo, he
Byron.
Kills, he be in the 3-point stance ready. Yeah, with his tongue out every day. And the third
hey,
arm, he just
hey,
click it.
Fed up. I got a question.
Oh, yeah.
I got a question. Hey,
question.
Did y'all see Billy Brown called out Jada Mack?
Yeah.
Is it locked?
No.
No.
Huh?
No.
The hold up is.
Hold up.
Okay, this is what the hold up is. The date
all
and the money.
All that shit, Jada Mack. All that shit, Jada Mack. Jada, up there, see
Jada Mack is trying to run for 1-on-5. He did the same shit at Del Mar. With me. And I told man, what? I'm not locking it for no 1-on-5.
Please, motherfucker, you trying to buy a race.
Yeah, like that shit don't work no more, dog. Them days are over with. You ain't gonna get too many people far in between that's gonna lock you in for 1-on-5. You know what I mean? Unless you really like in Ricky Fox or them boys top tier cars. You ain't gonna get that.
Right.
You might get
that's
a,
what the man
a five
run for.
A 5-on-25. You know what I mean? A 5-on-2500. That's where you that's you now even Billy getting Billy to 2500. That's saying a lot.
Yeah, Billy ain't a big gambler.
So,
he ain't a big gambler.
Let me ask you this. So you saying that the pot stopped that race?
Yeah, that's what it is. Me and you both know Billy. He $1,000 normally is like his limit, but he's willing to go to 2500. That's saying a whole lot for Billy.
Right. That's probably what scared Jada Mack off.
No, Jada won $5,000 aside.
Mm.
Billy is just like, no, I'm not putting it up.
Sound like Jada Mack shaky, motherfucker. That wouldn't sound like me. I mean, I could be wrong, but sound like Jada Mack shaky, motherfucker.
Pretty much.
Hey, Joe Gray, what you think about that, Joe Gray? what do you think about a person, you know, not willing to race for a respectable amount of pot to get the race off? Are they scared or are they trying to buy the race?
Hey, y'all talking about that man scared or he trying to buy the race, and y'all just said, what's the name, called him out. But Jada Mack run for that kind of money. He ain't got no problem with letting this shit sit if you don't meet his price.
Okay, but if the man agreed to $2,500, why wouldn't Jada Mack go for $2,500? Unless he's scared.
I wouldn't say he's scared. He probably know that his time got leaked, too. So that's another reason.
Time got leaked.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What time got leaked? How the man time got leaked?
Billy Jada Brown time
ran
got
nobody.
Leaked.
Jada Mack wasn't on the property that day. If you're referring to MIR.
Stop. Yeah, that doesn't matter, but I mean, it's out there.
So, okay. Let me get this straight. So, because...
No, don't try to go getting this straight, because I'm not speaking for the man. I'm throwing this out there as
hold
a scenario. There may be a reason why he ain't going to do it.
And but what I'm asking you is, so hold on. So because that's supposed to be the scenario, or possibly the scenario, that means nobody going to ask on race nobody that's, the town's got leaked?
No, not necessarily.
Because it
been going on. A lot of people that was on that list whose time they got leaked, they've been racing, but they've been racing down south.
Yeah.
What I'm saying with Jada Mack is he may know or have seen that Billy Brown time or know that his time got leaked, and he's not going to go for that reason because he is a straight-up grudge dude. He's not going to run a car that either showed the time or the time that got leaked. But y'all can get Joe real fat out to get a man a call and see if he can answer that question for you directly.
That'd be good. Fat Albert, can you get Jada Mack on here?
Man, I don't even know who Jada Mack is.
Marcus, then Richard Wilson came behind him. Richard Wilson came behind him and said he'll run him for $5 on $1,500. Right after Boogeyman.
Well, I can tell you right now, that definitely ain't gonna happen. That man walk around with. Never mind. Anyway, that definitely.
Marcus, who's Jada Mack? Who's Jada Mack?
Jada Mack is a bad motherfucker, a legendary motherfucker.
Jada Mack is a bad motherfucker for real.
You never heard of Jada Mack?
He tried to put me in a trip back years ago. Years ago.
Who? Albert. Cool motherfucker, too, man.
Yes,
cool
sir.
Cool motherfucker. Who,
absolutely.
Cool
motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah, hands down. Jada's definitely a cool dude, for real.
Jada Mack, a legend.
Okay.
And he young. Motherfucker probably only in his 40s, 50s, well, close to 50.
Hey, watch him out now.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you know what?
But no,
put me in the same bag as Jada Mack, you're right. That is a compliment. 100%. I'll take that. Don't you call me old motherfucker. I'm with young ass. I know where you work.
But yeah, his Albert. You asked about him.
Uh-huh.
Goddamn it, his name ring bells. His name ring bells.
Oh, okay.
And ask your whole weight, unlike some people,
Mark Jackson. But yeah, he does have a resume that's updated.
He
doesn't have an outdated resume.
Well, you're.
Hey, Antoine, I don't need class.
Hold on. Hey, Antoine, I ask people about Zeus. Ain't that the red truck that whipped that ODB?
Man, you asking some local. That's some local pussy. That ain't nobody special.
Yeah, that's fucking. Everybody get a turn on that. Even Buck Gibson got a turn on that for $50.
Hey, hold on. You know Buckwheat lost his name, right? You do know that.
Oh, how he lose his name?
Shit, Buck said he the real Buckwheat.
He
big Buckwheat, and Zeus is little Buckwheat. Mm-mm. That's what he said.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hey, Albert.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Albert, I heard you paid Wicked Bird, you gave him some lunch money this week.
Yeah, I gave him $100. I could have argued it, Marcus, but I ain't even feel like arguing with him, man, because the angle was bad.
$100. I thought it was $1,000 besides that.
No, it was the $1,000 was in Maryland, but when that got rained out, that canceled that bet.
Oh.
They said they're going to do it down Piedmont. I said, well, fuck it, do it for $100, and that's what it was, $100.
Oh, okay. Well, goddamn shit, they wouldn't have argued with that.
Yeah. That's why I ain't even argue. I could have argued the gap because the angle was bad, and that person didn't know what they were doing. But I ain't even feel like arguing. Yeah. I just went on and gave it to him. Fuck it.
Fat Albert, I swear, my opinion is this. He did not clear him. That's my opinion.
He cleared him because no one was straight across
angles.
The video they shouldn't have showed that video, but they was actually at the finish line. Pete said that he cleared him.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you know, the call is the call. It is.
No, I talked to
Pete
every day. Pete said, he didn't say that. He said he didn't ever say it. He just said, fucking let him have it.
Right.
So he said, we're going to make a big issue about it.
So let me ask you this. He and them never, they never argued a fact about it?
No. He said they won. You know, a lot of people had money on the gap, but they just had the camera wrong. See, let me tell you about the gap, y'all.
So let me ask you this.
When
was
you
got
at the finish line.
Was it head up?
No. It was heads up, but it was side bets on the gap. Side bets.
Okay.
And it was a heads up. They was in the shootout, Mark. It was a big-time shootout. They went at each other first round. It was a big-time shootout, 5-inch or smaller. And but see, a lot of guys, when you down at the end and you filming the clear, don't follow the cars all the way down because you're getting it on the angle.
You can't.
You
got to
stand 10 feet from the finish line and shoot straight across and hold it straight across and let them come to you. Don't follow the cars down because you still is on an angle catching them from an angle.